Cam Yeoman.
Cameron Yeoman Football is on the air, live on the ranch. Fighting Yeoman Football is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Cameron Tire Store, Rattler's Convenience Stores, by Cameron Nursing Center, Texas Land Bank, by Cox AC and Heating, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Little River Materials, Milam Auto Supply, your CarQuest parts store, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs, by Smile at the World Orthodontics, Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning, by Anderley Lumber Company, Ebco Development, Standards Home Health and Hospice, Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer, and by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Now it's football time.
And good evening from Bob Shelton Stadium in Buta, Texas at Hayes ISD. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, as the bye week is gone. It's the opening week for the Cameron Yeoman in the Class 2A Division I playoff. As the Yeoman open their playoff run tonight, taking on the Marion Bulldogs here in Buta. Live from Bob Shelton Stadium. Good evening, Rob Reed with the coach, Ed Colley. Our pregame show tonight on the air. With an earlier kickoff tonight, we'll talk about the Region 4 brackets here, and we'll also preview tonight's game with Marion on our pregame show. A 60-second timeout from Bob Shelton Stadium, and we're right back. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes in just a moment. All coming up, this is Cameron Yeoman Football on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Mark Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Cameron Yeoman football continues here on the ranch as the 2012 Yeoman begin their playoff run tonight here in Buta, taking on the Marion Bulldogs, who beat Aransas Pass last week in the bi-district round of Region 4. Other matchups this week in the region include Lago Vista and George West, Hallettsville and Luling, and Hempstead and San Diego, the other game in the bracket. For the Yeoman, they'll face the third-place team out of District 15, 2A Division 1. And, coaches, as we get rolling here, let's talk about the differences in the kind of football teams you see from Region 4 as opposed to Region 3, where the Yeoman have competed for many years.
Well, year in and year out, Rob, you take a look at the playoff picture and the people that are rated number 1 through number 10, and they're going to come from, most of them coming from East Texas or Central Texas. Every once in a while you get one. Of course, you've got a Refugio sitting down there in another bracket. But year in and year out, the tougher competition is in Zone 3. Your state champions, Dangerfield, Tatum, Newton, those kind of folks are coming out of Region 3 where we just were. And now we're coming into Region 4, and I won't beat around the bush. The competition coming out of Region 4 is not going to be as tough as it is coming out of Region 3. But for Cameron, it's all going to be a new show. They've never seen any of these people, and so they're still going to have to play football.
That being said, between Region 3 and Region 4, state finals came out of Region 4 a year ago as Hempstead beat Tatum in the semifinals and then would eventually lose to, I believe, Melissa in the state championship round. So Hempstead right back in the mix after their big win last week over the McGregor Bulldogs. Scouting Marion offensively, it boils down to their fine quarterback and what he's able to do. Number two, Jordan Stanley, who is a lot of their offense. This morning on his radio show, Coach Rick Rhodes talked about what they do on that side of the football.
They line up in a lot of different sets. Their favorite set is kind of what we call a slot, a twin slot, I guess you could call it. There's twins on one side, and then on the other side of the formation, there's a slot. Without a doubt, their playmakers are quarterback number two, Jordan Stanley. I mean, he's an outstanding football player. He just can do things. He makes things happen, a lot on the field. And throws the ball pretty decent, but he's really dangerous with his feet. He runs the ball very, very well and very, very elusive, very, very elusive.
Well, you hear Coach Rhodes' comments there, Coach, talking about their fine young quarterback, Jordan Stanley. He's a junior. And Coach Rhodes and I talked about this morning. I said, I'm trying to go back and think about the Yeoman facing an offense that ran a dual-threat quarterback like we're going to see out of Jordan Stanley tonight. And to the best of my abilities, I mean, I guess the only guy that you can think of might be the Simmons kid from Salado that the Yeomen saw early in the season. Other than that, it's hard to remember an offense that schemed as much around the quarterback position as the Marion Bulldogs will tonight.
Well, that's true, and it's going to be interesting to see how we adapt our defense to that fact that he can be running and at the same time he's a threat to throw the ball. We faced some pretty good passers and some pretty good runners, but if this guy is probably two-thirds of their offense, you really got to have a scheme to hold him under control.
Let's talk about where the responsibilities fall on the O defense when it comes to making sure that you've got to contain that guy. Really going to fall on the outside linebackers tonight.
Well, it is, because you've got your defensive ends and your tackles, your two tackles sitting in there, and your, of course, we call them defensive ends and a nose guard. But those guys have got to contain between the tackles. And if this guy is going to break to the outside backers have got to be there. And they also not only have to be there, they also have pass coverage. So it's going to be interesting for them to determine when it's a run and when it's going to be a pass.
Well, it's been no secret this year. The Yeomen have been powered by a very, very good defense. I mean, any time you have a team that's more than plus 20 in the takeaway-giveaway ratio, and I think the Yeomen ended up the season 22 or 23 on the plus side, when it comes to that, that defense is doing their job. This morning, Coach Rhodes talked about the pressure that his defense has provided in the pass rush game.
If you know anything about football, the best pass defense is a good pass rush. And so, when you've got guys like Randall Lane and Edgar Luna and Jonathan Riggs staring you in the face, it's hard to throw the football. I mean, we see it every day in practice. So it's, it has a tremendous amount to do with the success that we've had back there.
All right, and that's been a common theme in creating a lot of the turnovers that the Yeomen have been able to take is that pressure up front. It wreaks a lot of havoc up there, Coach.
Well, I guarantee you, a lot of people can stand back there and throw the football if they have time to read the defense and read the receivers. But when you have somebody coming right up in your face and you're about to be hit continuously, you don't take as much time to do that. You deliver the ball a little earlier or a little later, which throws your timing all off. So, yeah, a good pass rush is a great defense.
And opposing offensive lines have had their hands full trying to block three guys, and then when the Yeomen put a blitz package together, it gets really interesting, and we've seen really over the last three or four weeks especially that created a lot of turnovers. You can go back to the McGregor game, and that was a key factor in that ball game, especially late as well. Now, Coach, when you've got a quarterback like Stanley, who is a guy that's going to make a lot of stuff up as he goes. I mean, we haven't seen him play, but obviously you kind of get that feeling from Coach Rhodes when he talks about him. How does that change the way that you rush the passer? I mean, you can be a little too aggressive sometimes and over-pursue, and he's going to crack back and get you.
Well, that's true, and you've got to be more under control. Your inside people can go. Edgar Luna can lay his ears back and he can go and bring pressure, and occasionally your tackles can. But your outside backers and even your inside folks, once you're committed, you can't just go flying off in there, because if you have contained responsibility, whether it's inside a lane or an outside lane, you better stay under control, because he's going to break into that gap. And so I think you're a little more reserved in the way you attack him. And, of course, you also have to be looking for those screen passes and things that come off of that. So you don't just go lay your ears back and everybody go after him, because if you give him a gap, he's going to break it open. So you try to keep everything well in front of you and just put pressure on him slowly.
All right, once again, the Yeoman defensive front will see a big offensive line. There's really a lot of beef up front for the Marion Bulldogs, but that speed of the Yeo front seven has really speed and athleticism.
Quickness.
Yes. It is definitely, as an offensive lineman, you've got your hands full trying to stay on your blocks.
Absolutely. And besides that, those three guys are pretty strong.
Yeah.
It makes a little bit difference, you know, if you're just quick or big or something. But when you're quick and strong, that's a different, that's a different ball game.
All right, let's flip it and look at the other side of the football. And on the defensive side of the ball, Marion features a very good linebacker inside. And again, Coach Rhodes talked about the Bulldogs on defense.
Defensively, they're going to be a four-man front. A lot of times they're in a 4-3 defense with just one inside linebacker. And he's a player, number 35. He does a great job for him, Victor Garza. And he's a big kid, about 215. But, he's kind of the prototypical middle linebacker when you think of guys like Did Butkus and things like that. I mean, he's that type of player.
That's
big,
a pretty good comparison.
Big physical kid, yeah. You know, and stuff. Sometimes they'll bring another linebacker in. He comes in and plays very well. Number 30 comes in and plays inside linebacker for him, and there'll be a two inside linebacker look. You know, that's kind of what our dilemma is tonight, is whether they're going to be in a 4-1 or a 4-2. And we prepared for both all week long. The thing is, they're very good fundamentally. Very, very good fundamentally. They don't beat themselves. They play a cover two behind their 4-3 or 4-1 look. And, they just don't beat themselves. They don't give up big plays and very sound fundamentally. It's going to be a big test for us.
Well, on the flip side tonight, talking about the Yeoman offense, one of the things, tough running inside. You heard Coach Rhodes mention that. Already get a feeling of that. But when you start to talk about that offensive line for the Yeoman, Coach, they had the week off last week. We've had a couple of linemen that have been nicked up with some ankle injuries that happened way back in the early part of the district race, and that week off, especially with an ankle, boy, you can just really retweak that thing pretty easy. But up front, the Yeoman appear to be healthy and back to full strength,
which will be very helpful, because the running game for the Cameron Yeoman, even though the last time they played, that's mostly what they did was run the ball, because they didn't need to throw the football. But in some of our tougher games, later in the year, we had a little difficulty with our running game against Marlin and some of those people. And so it's going to be good to have those offensive linemen who are used to playing with one another, know what the calls are, know what the blocks are, and to come off and be healthy. That's an advantage.
When you prepared as a coach, especially in the playoffs, and you would get, how many game films do you get?
Well, in those days, we got two. But nowadays, my goodness, with videos, I don't know how many they've gotten, but I'm sure they've seen five or six or seven.
My point is, when you would go back and get game film, how did you go about selecting what games you wanted to see them play?
People that probably either ran the offense or the defense that we did, so we could see comparably how they attacked them, especially if it was a good contest, not something where they beat them 35-0, but if it was a good close contest, we wanted to see them playing their defense at its best and playing their offense at its best.
And, of course, today with the Internet, you're right, it is completely...
Oh, it's a new ball game.
It's a whole new world with the advent of some of the programs and companies that are out there that help teams exchange film, and most of them are all included in one deal, so you get to look at some people. Also, it can't be a bad thing if you get to go see that team in person like Coach Rhodes and the rest of his crew did last week.
No, that's great if you can go see them. Thing I don't like is I don't like your players going to see them. I like for the players not to have any pre determined thought about the ball game other than what the coaches told you and what he showed you on the offense and defense. I don't want you to see their weaknesses. I want you to see their strengths so that you'll prepare for that. Sometimes if the players go and see a game, they don't really know what that opponent was like, and they don't know any of the other situations, so they get this idea that we're going to walk all over them, and all of a sudden that's not the ball club that shows up.
Well, we get ready for football here tonight. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff, and there are a couple of finals from Central Texas teams that were in action. Class 2A Division II, the Rogers Eagles eliminated tonight or this afternoon earlier by Refurio, the number one ranked team in 2A Division II. Refurio beating Rogers today. Ready for this, Coach?
I'm ready.
76-35 was the final in that one. And Refurio and Lexington, the rematch. They played the last 2 years. Lexington won 2 years ago. Refurio won last year. And, of course, they would go on to the state finals and win it. The Bobcats did. Lexington got to the state finals and lost that championship game 2 years ago. Lexington was winner over Poth today. Here at this stadium, 42-35 was the final in that one. So it's a Refurio-Lexington rematch. If that makes any sense
at
all.
Ought to be a heck of a ball game.
And the Region 4 playoffs continue here in Week 2 of the postseason. Other games in the Region 4 Division 1 bracket include Lago Vista at George West. Now, if the Yeomen are fortunate enough to win here tonight, and they'll take on the winner of that ball game next week. If it's Lago Vista, Coach Rhodes told us this morning that game has already been determined. That will be in Georgetown. So that's a nice short drive compared to if it's George West, which could be in the San Antonio-New Braunfels area, we understand, even at New Braunfels Canyon where they've built a brand-new stadium and they have a red surface.
I just
assume
not go there. I haven't even seen it, but I can tell you right now I'd rather go to a green football field.
Coach Rhodes and I had that very conversation on the countdown to kickoff today. Football field should be green, not red.
That's right.
We'll take a break here on our pregame show. A very windy night tonight at Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda as the winds are blowing out of the north. That front moves in. And most definitely, as we look at the flags that are not only in the end zone, but also the flags that are on top of the bleachers in the stadium here tonight as well, they are standing straight out. So that wind will become a factor. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. A 60-second timeout here, and the pregame show continues here on the ranch. This is Cameron Yeoman Football.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
Put off dental care any longer. Make the call to Dr. Benjamin Sandley and his friendly professional staff at 254-697-3118. They accept most major insurances, Medicaid, and CHIP. And Benjamin Sandley's dental office is now open on Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon, 116 East 1st Street in Cameron. For an appointment, call 254-697-3118. Don't wait for tooth pain. Live with the benefits of a healthy smile by calling Dr. Benjamin Sandley's dental office today.
Pre-game show continues live tonight from Bob Shelton Stadium at Hayes ISD in Buda, Texas. Rob Reed and the coach, Shed Colley. And we got a couple of more finals around the day after Thanksgiving. Newton was a big winner today in Region 3 of Class 2A Division 1 as they decimated the Teague Lions this afternoon in their ball game. Newton was a winner 68-17, and Newton sharing a very close power ranking with the Yeoman and the Harris rankings throughout the season. Maybe a 1 or 2 point difference between those two, and of course, we as football fans can look down the road and say, well, if the Yeoman can take care of Region 4, Newton takes care of Region 3, that's going to be a heck of a semifinal game. But taking care of business, first things first, the Marion Bulldogs come out and, And yes, they were the third place finisher out of District 15, and you can look at all of those things. But we talked about this last week a little bit on the Countdown to Kickoff show. When week 10 of the regular season ends and your football team has qualified for a spot in the UIL playoff, it's a brand new season.
Oh, it's a brand new season for everybody, and your kids know it. Your coaches emphasize it. Your fans feel it. And so there's a lot of excitement, and they've already shown up. Marion's already taken care of Aransas Pass, who was highly favored over them, and they came up and won that football game. And so now here they are in the second round of the playoffs, and they don't know anything about the Cameron Yeoman. So it's going to be interesting. I guarantee you the first half is going to be interesting when they're feeling each other out.
Captains are out for both teams as the Yeoman are the visitors tonight. They are decked out in white, and the Marion Bulldogs with white pants and dark green tops as the captains are meeting here at midfield for the coin toss. Our coin toss tonight is brought to you by Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. As all of the captains being introduced to one another at midfield here in Buda. Our field runs north to south as we get ready for football here tonight from Buda, Texas. The captains for the Bulldogs, Brett Brown, David German, Victor Garza, and Rafael De Hoyas. And the captains for the Yeoman tonight, I think I've got that somewhere.
Right there.
Mike Levon, along with Michael Gellner, Jason Capriva, and Colt Labai are the captains for the Yeoman, who get their first taste of football in 2 weeks. Talking to Coach Rick Rhodes this morning, I said, does it feel like it's been forever? And it has. That's a long 2 weeks when you wrap up the regular season and you have that bye week in the first round of the playoffs. As looks like they had a mishap on the first coin toss, so they go again, and we'll await the results of the coin toss here from midfield tonight.
While we're thinking about that, we've got a cheerleader who's missing tonight for the Cameron Yeoman. Elizabeth Williams got sick and had to stay home with Mother Deanne, so both of them are listening and not here for the ball game.
All right, so the coin toss has been won by the Yeoman, and they will defer until the second half, which has been the common strategy for the Yeoman throughout the season. So Marion will get the football first, and they will drive from south to north into the wind here in the first half. So the coin toss there brought to you by Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Well, I'm interested in seeing. I've seen the scouting report, and I listened to Coach Rhodes on the pregame show, and he was talking about them being a twins to one side and a slot to the other. But some people talk about a slot being about a 5-yard slot.
Right.
Some people talk about being real wide. So I'm anxious to see what they come out in.
All right, the national anthem will be played here, and you can hear the wind blowing in our field microphone here tonight from Hayes ISD. And we're not going to be able to pick up a good enough signal on the band, so let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be back with the start of this one from Buda. Cameron Yeoman football continues in 60 seconds here on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
Everyone loves autumn.
But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
Here. Back in Buda with a couple of minutes away from the kickoff. Our national anthem is complete here tonight, and a little different look as the national anthem was played before Marion actually officially comes out of their tunnel, and both teams lined up on the 30-yard line all the way across the field instead of down the sideline for the national anthem, which is a little bit different than we're used to.
Right.
And we are just about ready to go. The Yeomen again won the toss and deferred until the second half. And Marion takes the football, and they will have the wind at their back in the second quarter as we get ready for football here tonight from Bob Shelton Stadium. Stadium about 10 years old. Hayes Consolidated plays here, as does Lehman High School, which is a fairly new school in the Buda area.
I'm glad you're saying that right tonight.
Buffalo Bill Whitmire is on our sidelines tonight, by the way.
Last week you kept saying Buda.
Buda. I've heard it both ways. What is it, Coach? The natives say Buda, don't they?
Buda.
Buda.
They do say Buda. Here come the Marion Bulldogs.
All right, so they are led out, and again in a dark green color, almost a Philadelphia Eagle green. Best way to describe that. The Yeomen decked out in the road whites tonight here at Bob Shelton Stadium.
Is that green camouflage them? I mean,
you know. not quite.
Nope.
All right. Winner of this one gets the winner of Lago Vista and George West in the region semifinals next week, as the Yeomen get to take the field for the first time in 2 weeks after that bye last week. And again, just a few notes from our pregame show. Jordan Stanley is the quarterback for the Bulldogs. He's really their go-to guy. And they've got a talented running back as well, Rafael De Hoyos. De Hoyos is their big tailback. Back deep to return the kickoff will be Jesse Bowman. Michael Ebon to kick it off. As we get ready for football here tonight from Hayes ISD and Buda. And back deep once again is Bowman along with Stanley. And it's a high, deep kick that will go off of Bowman's hands and into the end zone for a touchback. So Ebon with the good strong leg, and he had the wind at his back as well. That helps.
I thought they were lined up a little shallow with him having that wind at his back. But, you know, we've seen him kick off high and short lots of times, and I don't think they thought he had the leg for that.
All right, so the Bulldogs will start at their own 25-yard line. As we get underway here tonight in the area round of the Region 4 playoffs, Stanley out of the shotgun will hand it off around the right end. This is De Hoyos, who picks up a couple of yards out to around the 27-yard line. And it'll be second down and 8. A huge Yeoman contention on the far sideline. Yeoman travel well in the playoffs and feeling it the day after Thanksgiving. A huge Cameron crowd as opposed to the group here on the home sideline representing Marion. Second down and 8 from the 27-yard line. Here's a handoff again to DeHoyos, trying the middle, and there is nothing there. Josh Smitherman, Randall Lane, and a big man, Edgar Luna, that whole front line up to make the stop on DeHoyos. And it sets up a third down and about eight from the Marion 28-yard line. They'll send two men wide left, two receivers to the right side, and line up out of the pistol formation. Stanley with a back behind him out of the gun. Takes the snap on third and eight. Option play. Finds a hole up the middle. Bang down at the 29. He picked up 1 yard, and it's going to be fourth down. There's the Yeoman defense.
That may be about the most painful yard he's picked up all year.
Well, they give him the 30, maybe, and they'll have to punt. The Yeoman will send Sapp and Feltz back deep. I say deep, yeah. Stand at about their own 45-yard line, as the Bulldogs will have to punt. Snap is back. The kick is away. Luna came close to getting to that. Fielded on the run by Sapp at midfield. He's running down the sideline to the left side and gets to the 35 on a nice big return by Tyler Sapp.
They don't mark him at the 33.
So the Yeoman will have outstanding field position on their first possession of the night at the Marion 33-yard line with 10:05 remaining here in the opening quarter. First quarter tonight brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Ben Watson or Sarah Young, your Farm Bureau insurance agents in Cameron, 697-6488. Yeoman started at the Marion 33-yard line. Twin receivers both sides of the field. Sheffield and Sims are left. That's the narrow side of the field. Two men out wide to the right side. Here is a handoff on an option read to Keaton Denio, and he is banged down for a loss back at the 36-yard line.
Which tells me right now, Rob, and I could be wrong, but with that many people up there in the box, we're getting ready to go aerial, because I'm telling you, they got lots of folks up there to stop Keaton Denio.
That's a 2-yard loss. It'll be second down and 12 from the Marion 35-yard line. Again, this time, Capriva sends three men wide left, one man to the right side. And this is a reverse to Sims on the right side. He's got a ton of running room down inside the 30, inside the 20, and he runs it all the way down inside the 15-yard line on the far side of the field. And the Yeoman have a first down, and they're into the Malares Discount Center red zone for the first time tonight. They'll spot it at the Bulldog 14-yard line. A 21-yard run on the reverse by Aaron Sims. Out of the shotgun, back to pass is Capriva. And he'll throw it right side down the sideline for Sims at the 2. It's incomplete, and it will be second and 10 for the Yeoman.
Yeah, Rob, Sims cut that route off a little early. He was supposed to go farther back into the corner. He turned and looked at Coach Rhodes, and Coach Rhodes just told him, don't turn.
Second down and 10 from the 14-yard line. This time, Sheffield goes wide left. Sims is in the slot left. Denio at a wing left side. Twin receivers to the right side, too. On the right hash mark, Yeoman moving from right to left. There's an inside handoff to Keaton Denio, who takes it off right tackle and slips down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. And it will set up the first third down of the night for the Yeoman.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. After looking at their secondary lineup, they cannot cover Mr. Sheffield out here one-on-one with that much green grass. I can tell you that right this minute.
Twin receivers, actually three men lined up wide to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. It's an option run by Capriva. He cuts it up inside, and they're going to mark him down at the 1-yard line.
No.
No, they aren't. No. It is a touchdown. Late call on the score, but it's Capriva on the touchdown run, and the Yeoman go up 6-0 on their first possession of the game.
Well, they are set up. I can tell you from what I've seen so far, they are set up to stop Denio from running the ball, and it's open to the outside, both running and throwing.
Here's the Montemano Carquest extra point. Shelton to hold it. Yvonne kicks it, and it's all good. The Cameron Yeoman lead it 7-0 with 8:19 remaining in the opening quarter. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
When you need it, you can never find it. A flashlight. Time for a mag light from Anderle Lumber Company. During November, while supplies last, get a new 2D mag light made to last. Just $16.99 as a November deal. And Anderle Lumber Company wants to make sure you're ready for winter. Now they're stocking electric, gas, and wood heaters, along with a full line of Dickies winter clothing while supplies last. And of course, when you've got a honeydew job to get done, make your first stop Anderle Lumber Company. 1300 West 4th Street, Cameron.
Cameron Yeoman take the early lead here, 7-0. It was a 33-yard drive, a Aaron Sims 21-yard reverse run, a key play on that drive, and then Jason Capriva 7-yard option run keeper into the end zone for the touchdown. Our scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body, more than 20 years of experience, specializing in windshield repair and replacement. Don takes the dents out of accidents. Call him at 697-2011. 7-0, Yeoman lead it. 8:19 to go in the first quarter. As Michael Yvonne set to boot it away. And once again, back deep is Stanley along with Bowman. It's another deep kick. This one will be returnable. Now it's dropped at the 1 yard line. Stanley picks it up, runs right at the 5, and he'll go down all the way back at the 10 yard line. An unfortuitous bounce.
Right out of his hands.
For Stanley, right off his fingertips, and he had to pick it up at the 1 yard line, and the Yoke coverage team is all over him.
He took his eye off the ball that time, Rob, and was looking up for the kicking team coming at him in his face, and he just took his eyes off the ball and couldn't hold on to it.
So the Bulldogs take over with 8:13 remaining in the first. Yeoman lead it 7-0. They'll go under center this time with two backs behind Stanley, and he'll hand it off to his big tailback, De La Hoyos, who gets about 5 yards on the pickup out to the 15-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 as Marion moves left to right into that north wind here at Bob Shelton Stadium. Again, two backs in the backfield. Also got Victor Garza back there. That's the big inside linebacker. Got him at fullback. Unbalanced set to the left side. They'll toss it to De La Hoyos. And he dances around in the backfield, and you cannot do that against the Yeoman defense as they gang up and bring him down for no gain. It'll be third down and 5.
Well, the Yeoman went with 6 down linemen that time. They had 4. They brought in 1 lineman, took a linebacker out, had 6 down linemen, and then 2 linebackers. So they, as soon as they go to the T formation, the Yeoman are going to come in with a heavy defense.
Third down and 5 from the Marion 15-yard line. Again, a big set up front. Two backs in the backfield. Stanley under center. Takes the snap, tosses it. He hands it back to Stanley, who throws it incomplete at the 20-yard line. Pass was intended for Tyler O'Brien. It's incomplete and brings up another fourth down play. A little razzle-dazzle as he turns and tossed that ball to De La Hoyos, who gave it right back to him. He drifted to the near sideline and threw a very short pass intended for O'Brien, and it's fourth down.
He had an outside linebacker coming right up in his face. That's one of the reasons.
There's that pressure we talked about in the pregame show. So to punt is De Hoyos, and the Yeoman stand to have good field position again, punting into the wind. This one will be caught at the 40-yard line by Sapp. Tried to hand it off on that flea flicker play to Zach Feltz. They're going to rule the ball down as it came out at the end of that play. And they're going to rule the ball down at the Marion 49-yard line. But whose football will it be?
Well, it's a Cameron Yeoman because they were down on a knee when they got hold of the football. They were down on a knee, had hold of the football, and when he got hit, the ball came loose. But that was very, very fortunate. There was really no need for the reverse part, but the yeoman had it called, so that's what they went with.
I'll tell you, it's a good thing they don't have instant replay.
Yes.
Was there a whistle blown?
No. Yes, it was. The guy on the far side over there, which is the head linesman came running in, well, and he was pointing at the turf the whole time.
The head coach of the Bulldogs is now wanting an explanation, and Marion is going to be charged a timeout here.
I tell you, you may blow the whistle, but every single coach on this Yeoman sideline turned around and went, whoo!
Well, as a timeout has been charged to the Marion Bulldogs, and there is Bruce Salmon is having an animated conversation with the head of the officiating crew here.
The clipboard hit the field and papers went everywhere.
And the timeout being charged here to Marion, so there goes their first one of the half. Yeoman lead it 7-0 and have the football back after forcing Marion to their second straight 3-and-out to start the ball game. And the Yeoman will have great starting field position once again as they start at their own 49-yard line. Capriva sends three receivers left, one man to the right side. That is Colton Shelton. Out of the shotgun with Denio to his left. Ball on the right hash mark. Out of the gun. Here is a handoff to Denio. Got some room off right tackle. Bounces it down to the outside. Inside the 40. Down to the 35-yard line. And that's going to be a 14-yard run for Keaton Denio on first down.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman have discovered that when they put three receivers to this side, all of Marion comes to this side. There's just one cornerback sitting back off there with that one guy and the outside linebacker, and they got him pinned in a hurry.
So, fresh set of downs. Spotted at the 35 of Marion. Feltz and Sheffield come left, and I believe Christie and Shelton will be the receivers to the right side. Ball is on the right hash mark as the Yeoman move right to left. With the wind at their back, it's another handoff to Denio. Bounces it to the outside, inside the 30. And he's got very close to first down yardage. I think he got,
he picked it up
with about a 12-yard run on that carry.
And he ran over that cornerback who was out there to take him down.
Well, it was going to be tough running inside. The Yeoman go start running the ball outside. And what do you know, a 14-yard run, now a 12-yard run for a second straight first down. Ball is at the Marion 23-yard line. And again, three men wide left for the Yeoman, one to the right side. And there was some movement and a whistle. A flag will blow this play dead.
I believe one of the Yeoman was trying to pull and may have gotten a little head start.
And that is
offsides.
Offside call against the Marion defense.
Number 8 went across the line and tagged one of our linemen, and that's what they stopped the play because of that.
Well, that'll get you.
And we thought he was pulling. He wasn't pulling. He was getting pushed.
He was getting popped.
Yeah.
After the penalty, first down and 5 at the 18. Yeoman in the Malares Discount Center red zone. First and 5, handed off to the inside, and Denio breaks it to the outside and will run it down to about the 12-yard line. On the first and 5 play. Yeoman leading at 7-0 here in the first. 5:35 remaining in the opening quarter. As the Yeoman have not gone to the air yet. It has been all on the ground so far.
Look how we've got them spread out all over creation. We got one-on-one situation, so if we need to, we can do that.
Trips left, one man to the right from the right hash mark. Direct snap to Denio, another run, banging down inside the 10-yard line, and another big run by Keaton Denio.
He goes to that old thing, Coach, you know, if they can't stop it, just keep running it.
That's true.
So it'll be first and goal for the Yeoman. Ball at the 8-yard line. And again, it's been all on the ground for the Yeo offense so far. Three men wide left, one man to the right side. Denio stands to the right of Capriva. Take the snap, hand it off. No, it's another reverse. This is Feltz coming around the right side, and this one sniffed out pretty good by the Bulldog defense as they sling Zach Feltz down for pretty much no gain. Might have gotten a yard on that play.
Well, Mr. Feltz, you're going to learn that when everybody's running sideways with you, if you'll plant and cut back, you'd have had a touchdown that time, but you tried to outrun them and got slung to the ground.
Second and goal now from the 7-yard line. Yeoman up 7-0, 4:22 to play in the first quarter. Out of a shotgun set, twins to both sides. Goes to the air, throws it right side, screen pass to Denio, and Keaton will get down inside the 5, down to about the 2-yard line. Well, I had mentioned that there was one pass thrown on that first drive, that incomplete down around the goal line to Aaron Sims. So that is the second throw of the game. This time a little screen pass, and it sets up a third down and goal from the 2-yard line. Capriva will send two men left, two men right, and now Marion is going to call a Marion will call a timeout. Comes with 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Cameron 7, Marion nothing. 30-second timeout. We're back. Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
After the timeout, Cameron Yeoman have a third down and goal at the 2-yard line. Yeoman starting in outstanding field position tonight. Their first drive started at the 33 of Marion. This one started at the 49. They have it now third and goal at the 2. Twin receivers to both sides of the field. And Denio is in a slot left. No backs in the backfield. Out of the gun, Capriva throws right. Incomplete. Intended for Zach Feltz.
He did not act like he knew he was going to be the receiver.
He sure didn't.
That ball was... If he'd have just come back, he'd have had it.
And he was really open. So decision time for Coach Rick Rhodes on fourth and goal at the 2-yard line. And it looks like the Yeomen are going to go for it. Three men wide left, one man to the right side on fourth and goal from the 2. Capriva out of the gun, reading the defense, takes the snap, option play. He keeps it. He dives in. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
That's just power football there. Denio leading him right off tackle and up the gut to win.
A 2-yard touchdown run for the junior quarterback, Jason Capriva, his second of the night. And the Yeoman lead it 13-0. The Milamano Carquest extra point to come as Michael Evon gets set to boot it through. Minamoto Carquest, extra point. Shelton will hold it. Snap is down. The kick is up. And it is all good. 3:33 remaining in the first quarter. The Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs here in Buda. 14-0. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Discover the many services that Standards Home Health can provide for you or a loved one in need of in-home health care. Like skilled nursing care, home health aides, cardiac recovery, pulmonary recovery, physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy services. And for those difficult times, they provide compassionate hospice care. Standards Home Health, raising the standards for in-home health care in the state of Texas. Call today for a free in-home consultation, 1-888-671-7007.
14-0. First quarter action brought to you tonight by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson or Sarah Young, your Farm Bureau agents in Cameron at 254-697-6488. Scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body. It's a 7-play drive that covers 49 yards, couple of big denial runs, a 14-yarder and a 12-yarder on the first two plays of that drive. It ends on fourth and goal, and Jason Capriva dives in from 2 yards out, and the Yeomen lead it 14-0. Don's paint and body scoring drive. Don takes the dents out of accidents. Mike Lebon set to kick it away. And this is a high, short kick taken at the 10-yard line by Stanley. Running right, gets out across the 20 and up to the 22-yard line where he's banged down right there. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over with 3:29 remaining in the opening quarter. Cameron Yeoman lead it 14-0.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they come back out now in their shotgun spread formation or if they'll come out with the man under center.
Well, we've seen both looks on their first two possessions, which both went three and out and netted only 5 yards on each drive. They come out of the gun this time with a bunch of receivers to the right side. They're going to block for Stanley, and he goes nowhere. Once again, the Yeomen are all over that. Samari Wright and Randall Lane. I think Josh Smitherman was in on that one as
they
well.
They had a tight end with a slot back and a wing back outside of him, and they led with the fullback and let him run with it, but the Cameron Yeoman came from the inside and snuffed that one out.
2-yard pickup, call it second down and 8. Marion at their own 24-yard line sends a man in motion, and they will line up with 3 men left, 1 in a slot right. Have a tight end to that left side. Out of the shotgun, Stanley with a deep drop. He's pressured and chased out of the pocket. Runs right, now puts the ball in the air, and it's batted down out of bounds by Colt Labai out at the Cameron 45-yard line. Ball intended there for Alex Alvarado, and it's going to be a third down play. Call it third down and 8 back at the Marion 24-yard line with 2:38 remaining. Here in the first quarter, Yeoman lead it 14-0.
That shows you the kind of feet he's got. He was able to run around and get loose from the Cameron Yeoman rush and get that pass off.
Out of the shotgun on third down. It's a direct snap to the back, De La Hoyo, and he goes nowhere. Denzel Haynes coming up to make the stop. Smitherman in there, too, along with Michael Gellner, I believe. And it's going to be fourth down, and once again, the Bulldogs will have to punt.
Well, right this minute, the offensive line for Marion is experiencing the toughness of that front seven of the Cameron because they're not making anything going straight at them.
Fourth down as De La Hoyo will punt it away. Sapp and Feltz standing near midfield for the Yeoman once again. Here's the kick. It is a high punt. Fair catch signaled for and made by Feltz at the Cameron 43-yard line. So that is where the Yeoman will take over.
And that's the furthest we've taken over the football
right from
the goal line tonight.
So they'll spot it at the Cameron 43-yard line with a minute 41 to go here in the opening quarter. And the Yeoman 2-for-2 on offensive sets. Capriva will send 3 men wide right, 1 man to the left side. From the 43-yard line, swing pass near side. Denio's got it up across the 45, up the sideline. Stays in bounds until he crosses midfield. He'll duck out or step out at the 48-yard line on the pass play. And it will be second down and short for the Yeoman here. Call it second down and 2. From the Marion 49-yard line, 3 men again wide right, 1 man to the left side from the near hash mark. Here is another handoff to Denio. Keaton backtracking, and he'll have to make up ground. Dives for the first down marker on the far side of the field. He ran a long way to pick up 2 or 3 yards on that carry. had to backtrack all the way back to around the Cameron 45-yard line trying to bounce that ball outside. But he picked up the first down. The dive with just enough on that far sideline, and the Omen pick up another first down.
Well, they had a stun on, and the linebacker came flying across, so that's the reason he had to go so deep.
First and 10 for the Omen. Ball now at the Marion 46-yard line. Three men to the left side, one to the right out of the shotgun. And here is another handoff. DeNio running right, breaks a tackle and dives inside the 45 down to the 44.
Well, I'm telling you, with the way they're playing, Marion's playing their defense, they only have five men inside our tackles. They have a nose, two ends, and two linebackers. Everybody else is playing the pass, and the Omen are not throwing the football, and so Denial's getting a steady diet of running the football.
Second down and 8 from the Bulldog 44-yard line. This time, three men come left and one to the right side. Play action pass. No, it's a draw play. Here's Denio with another run up the gut, and he's going to get near first down yardage inside the 40 down to around the 38-yard line. And what may be the final play of the quarter here tonight. We'll see if the Yeoman will try to squeeze one more off. No, they're going to let the first quarter expire. And the Cameron Yeoman will go back to work on a third and short when the second quarter starts. It's Cameron 14, Marion nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football, KMIL 105.1, The Ranch.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
.1051 The Ranch is KMIL Cameron Rockdale Taylor.
Go to the second quarter. It's been all Cameron Yeoman here in this one as they lead it 14-0. A stifling defense forcing Marion to go three and out on their first three possessions of the ball game. Meanwhile, the Yeo offense has scored on their first two possessions, a 33-yard drive and a 49-yard drive, and are working on a third one here. It's third down and a yard. Ball is on the Marion 38-yard line. They need just inside the 37. Shelton will come wide right. Three men go to the left side. That's Sims and Feltz along with Sheffield. Yeoman now going left to right here on the air. Out of the gun. Dropping back. And Capriva's going to be sacked. Back at the 46-yard line.
When you see an offensive lineman putting both hands up on his helmet, you know he missed a block.
Jermon gets credit for the sack for the Bulldogs as he is there, and the Yeoman will face a fourth down, and they will try to pin this ball deep as Capriva will punt into the wind. Back deep for the Bulldogs is Brian Flores. And also they're going to send back Jesse Bowman back there as well. And here is the punt. It's a low line drive kick. Hits inside the 20. Will take a roll down to the 15-yard line and the Omen down it there. So once again, Marion will not have very good field position.
Capriva has always been very effective against a single safety. He's always kicked the ball away from them. That time they had twin safeties. Plus, he was kicking into the wind, and so he kicked it low and end over end and got off a great punt with no return.
Very effective as the ball is on the Marion 15. With 11:04 to play here in the first half, 14-0, Yeoman lead it. And once again, the Bulldogs will come out in a shotgun set, spread formation, with two men wide to the left side. They'll send one man in motion to the right. Here is a play-action pass, and Stanley in trouble is going to throw on the run, and he completes that pass up and around the 25-yard line. It's caught there by Soto, and that might be enough for a first down.
Cameron Yeoman had the rush on him. All they had to do was grab hold of him, but he's very elusive and found Soto laying on the ground and hit him with the ball.
So first and 10, that's the first down of the night. Here's a handoff to the running back, De Hoyos, who gets out across the 25 to maybe the 27-yard line, where it will be second down and 8.
You know, Coach, several times tonight, Marion's had receivers open downfield, but their quarterback is so short. I don't think he's seen them on those crossing routes.
Well, you know. And he can't stand still very long, or the Cameron Yeoman will be on him.
Yeah.
So he's moving around.
He's had them open several times. I don't think he's seen them, though.
Second down and 7 from the 28-yard line. He'll send twin receivers to both sides this time, and it's a swing pass to the near side. Soto's got it, and the Yeoman are on him at around the 31-yard line. So that will set up a third down for the Bulldogs, who did not pick up a first down in this game until early here in this second quarter. Three straight three and outs.
I think Marion realizes they need to pick up a first down here, too, and do something before the Cameron Yeoman offense gets that ball again.
Third down and 3 from their own 32-yard line. And a fumble in the backfield. Stanley picks it up, and then he is just mauled by the Yeoman defense.
Ball may have come loose, but they got back on it again.
Yeah, it came loose the second time, and one of their linemen just happened to fall on it. I don't even think he knew he was on the ball until he actually landed on it.
Yeoman defense collapsing on Stanley, and the Bulldogs will have to punt once again as they face another third down and 9.
Yeoman are sending back a single safety, and I'm fairly sure he's not going to kick the ball to Sapp standing back there.
This time he's got the wind at his back. De Hoyos takes the snap, rushes on, almost blocked by Luna, and this one is going to be fielded by Sapp at the 38, runs up across the 40, across the 45, and will finally be down at around the 47-yard line. Pretty nice return there by Tyler Sapp.
I'm going to tell you what. The center for Marion is floating the ball back there, and Luna has been close twice. That time, I do not know how he kept from blocking the punt. He was back there almost the same time the ball was, but I think the punt went right under his arm.
He was all over that ball for sure.
There's going to be one blocked before the night's over if they keep punting like that and snapping the ball like that.
Yeoman set up first down at their own 48-yard line with 8:29 remaining in the first half. Yeoman lead it 14-0. And back to pass is Capriva. Little crawfish bubble screen that will get maybe a yard up to around the 49-yard line, and it'll be second down and 9 from that spot.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Cameron Yeoman have run that play all year long, and the last 3 or 4 ball games, they have been well scouted. So if they have a play off of that where somebody breaks deep, it's going to be open because they are flying to it.
Second down and 9 from the 49-yard line out of the shotgun. Capriva with a deep drop. Here comes a screen pass, and that ball might have been batted down by the lineman, David Germain.
Well, that big linebacker came flying through there, and I think he got a piece of it.
Yeah, it looked like from here he did. But I tell you what, if he could have got that ball to Denio had a lot of running room there.
Third down and 9 from the 49. Two men wide to both sides of the field. Ball spotted between the hash marks. Yeoman going into that north wind. And Capriva's going to throw over the middle.
Free play.
And the ball is tipped around and intercepted. The Bulldogs will return it down the sideline all the way, 65 yards. But hold on, I think there was an offside penalty at the beginning of that play. There's a flag down.
That is correct.
He hard counted them, and they had three of the Bulldogs jumped on that and then just snapped the ball.
That ball was tipped in the air twice. Dylan Flores ended up with it and ran it all the way back, but this one is coming back.
Well, we were trying to throw a slant pass to one of our inside receivers, and the linebacker got his hand on it. I'm telling you, to the outside and deep, we have receivers that can get open.
So after the penalty, it will still be Yeoman football. Third down and about four from the Marion 46-yard line. Out wide right is Shelton and Jalen White in the slot right side. Two men to the left as well. Ball between the hash marks on third down and four. Capriva back to pass, looking left. Throws left. Has a man at the 40. That's enough for a Yeoman first down. Down to the 38-yard line on the pass and catch. Ball hauled in by Zach Feltz out on that far sideline. And it's a first down for the Yeoman. 7:33 remaining in the first half. Cameron leading it 14-0.
Yeah, Rob, Raiola keeps changing up his snap count just about every time. He's going at different cadences and different speeds. The offensive line's doing a great job of holding their position and not jumping themselves.
Capriva sends two men wide right, two men to the left. Here's a handoff to Denial on a zone read play up the middle, and that goes nowhere.
Well, we had their two linebackers did a great job of shucking our linemen that time. We had everybody blocked except for the two linebackers, and they shucked the blocks and jumped right on top of Denio. Gonna have to stay with those blocks if we're gonna run the football in there.
Be second and 10 now from the Marion 38-yard line. 6:47 to go in the half.
Second down.
And this time, twin receivers to both sides of the field for the Yeoman. Capriva has Denio to his left. Out of the gun, Jason. Hands it off. Draw play to Denio up the middle inside the 35, down to around the 32-yard line. And it'll set up a third down play once again. The Yeoman are going to need about five. Leading it by two scores nearing the halfway point of the second quarter.
Well, Marion's still playing those three down linemen and two linebackers inside. The Yeoman have them outnumbered, but they're doing a pretty good job of holding us back.
Ball on the Marion 32-yard line, third down and four. And again, twin receivers to both sides. Denio will shift and go to the left side out of the gun. Throw over the middle. That ball is caught by Sims. First down, down inside the 20. Breaks it to the outside. Still fighting inside the 10. And down to the 9-yard line on the pass play to Sims.
24 yards.
And that will put the ball inside the Malheur's Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line.
That's a 3-yard pass and a 20-yard run. This is a great run by Sims there.
Well, they're giving us the short passes.
Well, you can run after the pass like that. Take it every day.
Converts the third down and four and have it first and goal down at the 9-yard line. Three men wide right for Capriva, one man to the left. Direct snap, this is Denio, dances his way down to the 5-yard line. Still on his feet, down and near the goal line on the second effort run.
I tell you, they're going to down it at the one, but I tell you, we do need instant replay because I think he was fine there.
It'll be second down and goal as they spot the ball right on the 1-yard line. And Shelton comes way wide right. Feltz and Sims will be, that's Feltz and White, rather, in the slot right. One man to the left side is Sheffield. Second and goal from the 1-yard line. Keep it. And Capriva keeps it untouched into the end zone. There's another flag down. Another flag down. This may be another offsides call on the Marion defense. And that is going to be the call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Capriva keeps, you know, changing his count, changing his cadence, and it's really throwing off the Bulldog defense.
So count the touchdown. It's Capriva's third of the first half. A one-yarder puts the Yeoman up 20-0. As we get set for the Minamoto Carquest extra point with 4:32 remaining here in the first half. Shelton to hold it. Yvonne to kick. And the Minamoto Carquest extra point is up, and it is good. 4:32 remaining in the first half. Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs 21-0. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Don't put off dental care any longer. Make the call to Dr. Benjamin Sandley and his friendly professional staff at 254-697-3118. They accept most major insurances, Medicaid, and CHIP. And Benjamin Sandley's dental office is now open on Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon, 116 East 1st Street in Cameron. For an appointment, call 254-697-3118. Don't wait for tooth pain. Live with the benefits of a healthy smile by calling Dr. Benjamin Sandley's dental office today.
.432 remaining in the first half. Cameron Yeoman now lead 21-0. Our Don's Paint Body scoring drive. Yeoman go 52 yards on 8 plays. A 24-yard Aaron Sims catch and run. Picks up a first down on 3rd and 5. And then a 1-yard run by Jason Capriva. And the Yeoman are up 21-0. And our scoring drive tonight brought to you by Don's Paint and Body. More than 20 years of experience specializing, too, in windshield repair and replacements. Don takes the dents out of accidents. Call 697-2011. And the Yeoman up by 3 scores with 4:32 remaining in the first half. And the kick is a high pooch kick that is going to be fielded by big lineman Curtis Chapman, who makes a fair catch at the Marion 45-yard line.
Curtis Chapman takes it.
And that was an interesting kick.
Well, it was, and that it was planned. I'm not sure that he meant to go quite that shallow. I think he was trying to kick it down to about the 35, but it was up high, and he didn't have to worry about kicking into that wind.
Well, yeah, as soon as you put that spin on it like that, with the wind, it's pretty strong down here. It's going to catch that ball and hold it short.
So Marion starts at their own 45-yard line. That's their best field position, starting field position tonight, as they will work out of the shotgun. Yeoman defense has been fantastic. Here is a handoff right side. There's not much there. The run is Hayden Holmes, a freshman, and he is hit for no gain on the play. Second down and 10. Well, they did give him a yard up to the 46. It'll be second down and 9.
See, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but this may be the tallest head official I've ever seen in my life.
He is tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about, I don't know, 8'3" or something like that. I don't know.
Second down and 9 from the Marion 46-yard line. Stanley, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. And a high snap. He pulls it in and runs left. Now he scrambles up the middle, and he'll be brought down from behind. Samari Wright catching Stanley as the Yeoman had him figured out. Smitherman waiting on him at the 45, but Samari brings him down before he can get there. And it will be a loss of a yard. Call it second and 10. Once again, back at the 45-yard line. This time, Stanley sends two men right, two men left. One back in the backfield out of the shotgun on 3rd and 10. It's a quarterback draw, and Stanley gets hit hard. He gets across the 50 to the Yeoman 49-yard line and then takes a big hit.
And I tell you, Rob, that's been there all night. The Yeoman have kind of been going around and not keeping anybody at home in the middle, but if they keep running that draw, they'll plug somebody in there.
So that brings up a fourth down, and we're going to have a timeout on the field. So we'll take one with them. We're back in 30 seconds, 3:05 to play in the first half. Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs 21-0.
or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment, providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
And a fourth down play coming up here for the Marion Bulldogs, and they're going for it, and they'll throw it downfield on what was made to look like an option play initially. Stanley pulled up and threw it downfield. Might have thrown that ball too hard over his receiver's head. It's incomplete, and the Yo defense holds on a turnover on downs.
And they were talking about it as they walked off the field, and it looked like the receiver stopped, but he was supposed to keep going. And quarterback had to hold up his throw and caused him to go off.
So the go ahead, Coach.
Well, Yeoman got great field position once again, Rob.
Yeah, they'll start right around midfield at their own 49-yard line with 3:01 to play in the second quarter. Out of the shotgun, Capriva will send two men to the right, two men to the left. And he'll pump fake and go deep. Has a man wide open at the 20. And can't hit him. That ball held up. Capriva had to throw it into the wind, and Colton Sheffield was wide open.
I told you, they can't cover him over there like that.
He had gotten behind the defense, and that wind just kind of held that ball up and might have taken it to the far side of the field a little bit, too.
Rob, at the field level, the wind's not too bad, but if you look at everything, once you get about 10 or 15 feet off the ground, you can see the trees are moving a bunch more than the flag is. On the ground, it's not too bad. But
out of the shotgun, second and 10 from the 49-yard line. Capriva is going to run. Runs to the far side and steps out of bounds right at the 50. It'll be third down and about 9 for the Yeoman here, leading at 21-0. Dallas and Brett will have some score updates for us coming up at halftime. One score I just got texted to me. Thorndale leads Lavia at halftime, 21-7. Here it's 21-0 Cameron with 2:48 remaining in the first half. Three men split wide right, one to the left. Capriva to pass, backs up in a screen look. And Denio's got it, but he's not going to get anywhere. No gain on the play as he's brought down by David German, who has had a heck of a game on that defensive line for the Bulldogs, and it will set up a fourth down play from midfield.
Well, each time Cameron gets the ball, you watch one of the linebackers and one of the defensive ends will kind of cheat right there to the end of the lines, right in that gap area where you would normally throw a screen of any kind. And they've been, just holding that position all night.
Marion has taken another timeout here with 2:24 remaining in the half. It's Cameron 21, Marion nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Everyone loves autumn. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
2:24 remaining in the first half. Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs here in Buda tonight, 21-0. And the Yeoman have it fourth down and 9 at midfield, and now look like they're going to go for it. Out of the shotgun now, Capriva drops back for a quick kick. He'll boot it into the air. It's a line drive kick that is touched by the Bulldogs and kicked around. Ball is loose down around the 35 of Marion, and the Bulldogs might have gotten it back.
Yeah, he got it back, but he's not going to get a real warm welcome from Coach on the sidelines when he gets over there.
Not a good decision at all.
Well, the Marion coaches were telling him, you know, basically, let it go, let it go, let it go. And, well, he didn't.
He did not listen.
No, he did not listen.
First down and 10 at the Marion 36-yard line with 2:16 to go in the first half. Yeoman lead it 21-0. Bulldogs take over and will send two men wide right, another one to the left side, and he is in motion. That is Bowman, and this is a keeper by the quarterback Stanley. And he will get about 2 yards out to the 38-yard line. Coach, that Yeoman defense been pretty efficient here in the first half.
Right this minute, the defensive line is just stopping the offensive line. That's all there is to it. Of Marion, they're not giving any ground at all.
Second down and 8 from the 38. Ball on the right hash mark. A man in motion on a jet sweep. He'll get it. That's Bowman coming to the near side. And a Yeoman string it out and bring him down just across the 40-yard line. Your defense is just too quick, sideline to sideline, for a play like that to really work well as they sniff it out. And that will set up a third down. And the Yeoman will take a timeout here to try to conserve a little bit of clock, make one stop and get this ball back and have another chance to get that ball into the end zone. 21-0. Yeoman lead it here. We are nearing halftime, as the Yeoman have called a timeout here to get things together on a third down and 5 from the Marion 41-yard line.
Third down, 6.
The ball will be spotted on the near hash mark as the Bulldogs check their wristbands for this play. On third down and 5, they will go under center. We saw one possession in this formation in the first quarter. It was not effective.
No, it wasn't. In fact, the Cameron Yeoman jumped out of their 4 into a 6-man line and shut that thing down completely. I don't know what they'll do on this with this little time left.
So they've got the clock all set now. It'll be third down and 5 from the 41. Two backs in the backfield under center, and Stanley will hand it off, and it's a little counter dive across the 41 up to the 42, and it's going to be fourth down, as he only got about a yard, maybe. It will be fourth down. Jonathan Riggs in on the stop for the Yeoman that time, and another timeout taken by Cameron with a minute 32, trying to preserve clock. So the Yeoman will be going into the wind if indeed Marion punts right here.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know what you said over there about what time it was when the ball was snapped.
I thought
it was a minute and 34.
Yeah,
it was a minute and 32 up there right now.
It took
a two-second play.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's pretty good. I did notice that. So it will be a fourth down, a punting situation. And something to think about. The Yeoman have been very close to blocking a couple of the punts tonight from Rafael De Hoyos. And he's going to stand back at around his own 30-yard line. And they're going to bring in an extra protector for him on this punt. Tyler Sapp will stand back at his own 30-yard line to return the punt. Snap is back. The kick is away. Almost blocked again. This one will be caught by Sapp at the 21. Dances to the left side, and he'll be slung down from behind.
A flag goes down as Sapp goes down at the 25.
There is a flag down at around the 33.
The referee, coming from 40 yards away, saw something.
Yeah, he spun him around so fast, I think they got him with a face mask.
Well, here's the call, and it's going to be a hold against the Yeoman.
Yeah, that's what I said, a hold against the Yeoman.
I thought that's what you said.
I'm speaking of code.
It's like deja vu all over again.
It's like it happened again.
So after the penalty, the Yeomen will have a minute 21 to work with here until halftime, and they'll spot this ball all the way back at the Yeo 15.
I would anticipate something rather conservative, like a screen or draw or something of that, going into the wind with that much yardage to go.
21-0, Yeoman lead it with a minute 21 remaining in the first half. And Shelton, Feltz, and Sims will split wide right. Sheffield alone to the left side. And the Yeoman go from the left hash mark. Here's a draw play to Denio. Keaton bangs out across the 20, 25. Flag down on the play. And flag dropped at around the 20-yard line. That's going to be another holding call against the Yeoman.
Now, when you turn the defender all the way around and then lay on top of him, they usually throw that flag.
Hard to get away with that one.
Yeah, even a blind old guy like me down here can see that.
So we'll come back, and it'll be first down and long with a minute 15 remaining. Three touchdown runs tonight for Jason Capriva. Have accounted for the three Yeoman scores on the board. Three men wide right, one man to the left side from the Yeo 18-yard line after the penalty. And Capriva will turn and hand it off again. Denio backtracks, losing ground, and he's going to go down back and around the goal line, back at the one-yard line.
Well, you know, Rob, they ran that draw two or three times, and Marion was thinking about, you know, making that split second choice between covering the pass, covering the run up the middle. And they've run that draw two or three times to Denio. It's really worked well. Now they're forcing Marion to stay at home and guard against that, and it's going to open up those receivers here in a second.
Second down and 24 as the Yeoman will stand in their own end zone to run this play. And they will have to run one more play. Play clock down to 7. Game clock at 17. Out of the shotgun, three men wide right. This is going to be a run by Capriva as he gets it out. A little bit of breathing room out across the 5 up to the 8-yard line. And that will be the end of the first half. So the Cameron Yeoman lead it at halftime here in Buda tonight by a count of 21-0. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. And our Germania halftime report is up next here on the ranch. Yeoman 21, Marion nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment, providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury. They have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
Everyone loves autumn, but for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
Anderley Lumber Company in Cameron is your one stop headquarters for do-it-yourself projects and really any job around the house. Here's another November deal. An Ace brand indoor-outdoor 25-foot extension cord. While supplies last, just $12.99. Make sure you're ready for winter with electric, gas, and wood heaters now in stock while supplies last. Don't forget, Anderley Lumber Company is also stocking hard-working Dickies winter wear. Get yours now before they're gone at Anderley Lumber Company. 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Welcome back inside Bob Shelton Stadium here in Buda at Hayes ISD. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley, Bill Whitmire on the crew tonight, as well as the Ojai Marching Band has made their way out. and will perform here at the half. And I'm not sure if our microphone is on the near sideline or the far sideline as we get ready for the halftime performance here. We will try to listen in to the Ojai band's performance here at the half as we have a very brisk wind tonight here in Buda. Yeoman lead it 21-0 here at the half.
And as I mentioned to you just a moment ago, it's quite apparent to me as a coach that Cameron Yeoman have had a week off because they are not near as sharp and crisp as they have been. On defense, they're playing fine. Offense is just not there right this minute. They haven't got the rhythm.
We'll take a look at some of the numbers here in just a moment, and we'll also get some score updates as well with Brett and Dallas at the half. Right now, the Ojai Marching Band set to perform, and we will listen in to the band's performance.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Halftime score here at Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda tonight. Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs 21-0. Yohai Band with their performance here at the half. We'll take a timeout. This word from Germania, and we are back with a look at some numbers.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand when you want to ensure the good things in life. Trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime, Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs by a count of 21-0, and we're back on the Germania Halftime Report. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, and Bill Whitmire on the sidelines tonight. Coach, let's take a look at some of the numbers from the first half of play.
Well, the statistics are going to be indicative of the fact that the Cameron Yeoman got the football in the first quarter in great field position. 2 out of 3 times in Marion territory and went down and scored. So they have 7 first downs. Marion has 1. The Cameron Yeoman have a total of 138 yards rushing. 138 yards. 98 of that is rushing, while Marion has a total of 14 yards. 14 rushing, 14 passing on 2 of 5. And the Cameron Yeoman defense has just been rather awesome. In fact, if it wasn't for the scrambling ability of Jordan Stanley, he would have been sacked for probably another minus 30 yards. But he is very elusive and has been able to get away. The Cameron Yeoman, passing-wise, are 6 of 10 for just 46 yards. And they've thrown a lot of those little screen passes. But I look forward to when they get the wind in the second half, I think they're going to be going a little deeper, because that secondary cannot cover our receivers like they are. So it's 7 first downs to 1. Total offense, 138 for Cameron and 28 for Marion.
All right, Yeoman got on the board early. And as we mentioned, and the numbers reflect that as well, Yeo defense has been dandy, the way they have held the Bulldogs to nothing. I mean, in the first 3 drives, 10 yards of offense for Marion, and no first downs in that opening quarter. Yeoman would force Marion to punt, 3 and out, and a punt on their opening possession. And the Yeoman got it after a very nice punt return by Tyler Sapp as they started at the Bulldog 33-yard line, went 5 plays. Jason Capriva, 7-yard touchdown run. There was a 21-yard Aaron Sims reverse run that was a key play. On that drive, the Yeoman would lead it 7-0. Defense forced another 3 and out on Marion's next possession. And once again, this was the theme really in the first half. Yeoman had outstanding field position throughout, with the exception of that last drive. They would get this one on the Marion 49-yard line and go 49 yards on 7 plays. A pair of Keaton Denio big runs. The first one, a 14-yarder on the first play of that drive. The next play, a 12-yard run, and the Yeoman were in business. Capped off on a 4th-and-goal play from the 2-yard line. Jason Capriva, 2-yard touchdown run. Yeoman led it 14-0. Another 3-and-out by the Yo defense, holding Marion to 3 yards on their next possession. Yeoman would have to punt, though, as on their ensuing drive. And then the only first down of the first half by Marion came on their next drive as they started at their own 15-yard line. They would have to punt after 4 plays, and the Yeoman would answer back on the very next drive. And again, great field position. They start at the at their own 48-yard line on this drive, and they eat up about 4 minutes of the second quarter clock. 52-yard drive in 8 plays. There was an Aaron Sims catch on 3rd and 5, and he runs it down to a first and goal situation. A couple of plays later, Jason Capriva takes it in from 1 yard out, and the Yeoman would hold on to that 21-0 lead in the first half, and that's where we are right now. Statistically, once again, just a really impressive performance by the O defense in that first half. Offensively, Yeoman looked like they had a week off.
Yeah.
Not as sharp as they were, let's just say, in the Florence game. Of course, some of that has to do with
the opponents.
The opponents, but yes. But you're right. I mean, there have been some situations where you can tell the Yeoman didn't play a game last week.
Well, and besides that, we have some people who are playing strictly defense who usually come in and play some offense, and they're not doing that tonight, I'm sure, to stay away from the injury bug and what have you. But the Cameron Yeoman have 21 points, and the way their defense is playing, that'll be plenty for tonight. I'm sure there'll be some adjustments. The first thing that Marion tried to do was go out or get out of the shotgun and come out in a wing. Well, their offensive line cannot handle the Cameron defensive line. That's all there is to it. And they're getting whipped on the line of scrimmage. The Cameron Yeoman took a linebacker out, put another tackle in, and went to a six-man front, and that shut down that part of their offense. And so now they don't know exactly what to do, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do the second half. I anticipated them coming out throwing the football more than they have, but we'll just have to wait and see, because Cameron Yeoman are going to get to receive. I'm sure what Marion will do will take the wind. They don't want to give us the wind in the ball both.
Right.
So they'll have us going into the wind. It'll be interesting to see with them having the wind if they're going to throw the football, because I'm going to tell you right now that if it wasn't for Jordan Stanley's scrambling ability, he would have been sacked 4 or 5 times for probably another minus 30 yards, and he's gotten out of a bunch of those things, and that's pretty much all they've got going right this minute. So they're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment. The Cameron Yeoman looked out there and saw 5 men in the box. Instead of that 4-2, they were sitting there with a 3-2, and started running the ball. But they've made some adjustments, too, because I think I don't have the video, but I think what they're doing is on the weak side, away from our strength, is they're taking that defensive end and looping him outside and bring a linebacker through, or he's bringing the linebacker outside and bringing him through, and we're having trouble over on that side, and that's where our pressure's coming from that's on Capriva. So it'll be interesting to see the adjustments that are made on both sides here in the second half.
All right. Halftime here at Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda, 21-0, Cameron Yeoman lead it. A 60-second timeout. This word from Germania Insurance. And Brett in Dallas will get us caught up to date on some playoff scores here at halftime. 21-0 is our score.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome in to the K-Mile Studios. Dallas Reed here along with Brett Eberhardt on your Germania Halftime Show. Cameron Yeoman leading the Marion Bulldogs 21-0 at the half. Here for some other updates around the state. We'll start with Navasota and Jasper. Navasota leading this one 38-7. The Frost Polar Bears holding a slim lead over Chilton 8-6. Lorena tied up in a close one with Fairfield. They're at 14-13. Fairfield had their extra point blocked. That's where that minus one comes from. And then West Orange Stark leading Columbia 14-0.
Got to make a correction there. It is now 20-0. Getting you updated on that one. Also, sixth-ranked Centerville leads Garrison 14-0. ARP is up on Crawford 6-0. Tatum leads Godley now by a touchdown 14-8. I've got Shiner up 21-0. Thorndale leads LaVia 28-7. And one other score, Franklin Lions up 7-0 on Winnie East Chambers.
And then a couple other final scores that they wrapped up when they started this afternoon. It was Woodsboro over Bruni, 36-21. Tenaha beating Overton, 42-8. Silsby over Stafford, 45-21. Refurio, 76-35 beating of Rogers. I thought this was going to be a shootout. Apparently not. Refurio is going to move on to take on Lexington next week after Lexington beat Poth 42-25. Up in 5A, El Paso Franklin drops this one to Arlington Bowie 31-14. Arlington Bowie gets the pleasure of getting the winner of Coppell and DeSoto. Arlington beating Abilene Cooper 27-20. And yeah, I think that's all the finals we have from earlier today.
I do have a quick update. Just saw that Carthage has scored first and drawn first blood against Taylor. It's Carthage 7-0 early in the first.
Okay, and I did see with Hubbard and Bremond, they have produced as many plays for losses as positive gains in that one. Still no score out of that one. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll send it back out to the guys in Buda.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Time here at Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley. Bill Whitmire making his way back down to the sideline here tonight as well as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs 21-0. Almost said Lago Vista, which the Yeoman could see next week. And if the Vikings win their game with George West tonight, and I believe they're down San Antonio area. I believe they were at Converse Judson tonight for that game. We'll try to get some scores on that one as we can. That one, I believe, just got underway with either a 7 o'clock kickoff or a 7:30 kickoff. If it's Lago Vista, the Yeoman hang on to win this one, and it's Lago Vista, then that game will be in Georgetown. Very nice place there.
Yes.
And if it's George West, there's not a nailed down site, but in all likelihood, possibly New Braunfels, San Antonio area. for a matchup with George West, and we'll try to get the guys to see if they can dig up some score updates on that game so we can keep an eye on it. Obviously, that game will not be over by the time we finish tonight here in Buda. Right now, the Cameron Yeoman lead it 21-0. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back and draw a name for gas from Rattler's Convenience Store for the Rattler's touchdown quarter. We'll do that in 2 minutes. Our halftime score, Cameron 21, Marion nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for winter driving and get some extra spending money. Drop by your local Michelin dealer from November 1st to November 24th, 2012, and buy any set of 4 new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and receive a $70 MasterCard reward after rebate. Cameron Tire Store in Cameron has the expert tire service you need to take the car's performance to the next level. Cameron Tire Store, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Offer expires November 24, 2012. Void where prohibited.
We get ready for the second half here in Buda, Rob Reed, along with the coach, Shed Colley, and Bill Whitmire on our sideline tonight as the Yeoman take a 21-0 lead into the second half, and time for our Rattlers touchdown quarter, and Charlie Wise is the name we have drawn. Charlie, if the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win a $50 gift card from Rattler's Convenience Store. It's the Rattler's touchdown quarter. And, of course, Rattler's, where you can take advantage of a 69-cent coffee all day right now, anytime, any size, coffee or cappuccino. 69 cents at Rattler's Convenience Store. All right. So, Charlie, if the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you've got $50 in free gas from Rattler's Convenience. Or $50 in diesel. We'll just, it's fuel.
That's right.
Some goat juice for your truck, whether it's gasoline or diesel.
You just won't get as much diesel as you will gasoline.
That's exactly right. You get $50 worth, but it goes a lot farther if it's not diesel. All right. Both teams getting set to make their way back out onto the field as the Omen get ready to go with a 21-0 lead. They won the toss at the start of the night and deferred until the second half. And again, a brisk north wind tonight, which may play a role in decision time here in the second half as well. Do have a final now from the Thorndale La Via game. Bulldogs win it, and they advance to the region semifinals and a possibility to take on the Mason Punchers next week, which is interesting because former Thorndale head coach Cade Burns, who is a Mason Puncher graduate, went back to Mason to take over the Punchers, and so the Bulldogs may get to face their former coach next week in the region semifinals.
Always makes it interesting.
It does, doesn't it? All right. Also, we understand, and we're going to be trying to get you some updates on that Laga Vista George West game. Brett tells me there are some games in the South and coastal regions that are actually being delayed because of lightning in that part of the state tonight. So that may be one of those games that's being played at Converse Judson. That may be one of those games that gets delayed tonight, but we will try to keep you up to date with those scores as often as we can when we get them. So that one, obviously, of interest here because the winner of this game will get the winner of that game next week in the region semifinal. So both teams have made their way back out onto the field with Yeoman leading at 21-0 and watching Marion's offensive scheme. They've got their hands full trying to move the football successfully and continuously, I would say, against that Yeo defense tonight. Yeoman have a great game plan and have the people stop this Marion offense. At least that's what it has looked like in the first half.
Well, that's what I was telling you, is that they don't have the speed to go laterally and get outside on the Cameron Yeoman because the Yeoman can fly, and they don't have the offensive line to knock our front seven back because the defensive line is winning the line of scrimmage very handily. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I think they're going to have to throw the football just a whole bunch. And then the Cameron Yeoman, offensively, they don't have to do a whole lot. Just don't give up the football and give them any great field position. But it's going to be interesting to see the adjustments that both teams make here at the half.
All right, the Yeoman will get the ball to start the second half, and they'll be going into the wind. So the Yeoman will have that wind at their back in the fourth quarter as the Marion Bulldogs get set to kick it away. Rafael De Hoyas, the 205-pound junior, will do the kicking, and they're going to have somebody hold this on the tee. I'm sorry, that's not him. Miguel Vega, I believe, is the kicker, as he gets set to kick it away here.
He's one of their fine linebackers.
I still got that wrong. That's Victor Garza.
Yeah.
And he is the man in their defensive line and their linebacker core, 225-pound senior. Good-looking player.
Yes,
he gets
sir.
Ready to kick it off. And Feltz and Christie are back deep for the Yeoman. This will be a fairly short kick. It hits at the 15, and it's picked up by Feltz, who runs up the left side, has a block, and squirts out across the 20-yard line, and he'll get out to near the 25-yard line as the Yeoman get their first possession of the second half. They'll spot it out at the Yeoman 23-yard line, and that's where we will get underway here in the third quarter. And the third quarter tonight is brought to you by Logistic Dynamics. Jeff Gelder and the staff proud to support Cameron Yeoman football. Third quarter tonight, underway from Bob Shelton Stadium at Hayes ISD in Buda, Texas. And the Yeoman start out at their own 23-yard line as Capriva sends three men wide to the right side. One man is lined up wide left. That is Sheffield to the left side alone. Sims and Christie along with Shelton. Here's a handoff to Jaywan Anderson, who tries the left side. There's not a whole lot there, maybe 2 or 3 yards as they spot it out at the 26-yard line. As that is the first carry tonight for the junior, Jaywan Anderson. A little change of pace from Keaton Denio. Neither team has turned the ball over here tonight in the first half as the Yeomen give him 2 yards on that carry. It's second down and 8 now from the 25. Out of the gun, Capriva. Play action reverse around the left side. This is Sims, and he's got good room out over that left side across the 30 up to the 32-yard line near a first down.
And I'll tell you, if one of our men hadn't missed a block out there, he'd have gone all the way.
And need about a yard. And it is third down and 1 from the 32-yard line. Three men wide right, one spread wide left. Anderson, the running back. And this is going to be a keeper by Capriva. And Jason charges his way out across the 35, and that will be enough for a Yeoman first down against the Bulldog defense. So move the chains on this first possession here in the second half. Three men wide right. Anderson still in at running back as one man goes wide left. And Capriva reading the defense. Hard snap count. Looking left side, throwing down the sideline. He's got Sheffield at the 35 and down the sideline inside the, we're down, all the way down to the 21-yard line on that pass play. So a long pass play.
46 yards.
We saw the Yeoman try that one time in the first half and almost hooked up, and they do it on this one. And it's first down at the Marion 21-yard line. Out of the gun, here's a handoff to Anderson running left side. He'll break it back towards the middle and get down to about the 15-yard line inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. Got a 5-yard pickup for Jaywan Anderson. They'll give him 6. It'll be second down and 4.
And, Rob, on that pass, the wind's died down just a little bit now since the first half. So,
6-yard pickup for Anderson. And, again, a 46-yard pickup from Capriva to Sheffield. Sheffield wide left, three men to the right side. That's Sims and Feltz along with Shelton. Here's a handoff to Anderson trying to break it to the outside left side. There is a flag down, and this one may be coming back.
You're going to get the holding on the offense there.
Not a lot of penalties in the first half of this one.
2 for each team in the first half.
Yeah. That's low budget compared to what we've seen so far.
Absolutely.
Holding is the call against the Yeoman, so back it up. And they'll spot it outside the Marion 25-yard line after the hold.
That's hard on a wide receiver because that play started inside, and then he broke it to the outside. When you're trying to block, it's hard out there holding that block that long.
Second down and 14 from the 25-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides of the field now for Capriva. Ball on the left hash mark. And he's going to throw off play action, and this one is too long.
Well, that was the receiver was coming across the field, and the safety made contact with him just about the time the ball was thrown. And that's the reason there was no receiver back there. 2 seconds later, and that's pass interference.
So after the incomplete pass, it's going to be third down and 14. Out of the shotgun, twins to both sides. Ball at the Marion 25-yard line. Capriva has Anderson to his right, moving left to right. Back to pass, looking left, throws down the sideline. That ball is tipped and caught by Sheffield. A 25-yard touchdown play, and the Yeoman hit on their opening possession of the third quarter.
I'm telling you, That boy is gold. When you get the ball around the goal line, you get it to him, he's going to catch it.
And when we go into the fourth quarter, if they keep throwing that and he's still that open, the ball's going to carry. He's going to catch that ball in stride rather than having to turn back and come to it.
So the touchdown is good. Capriva to Sheffield, a 25-yard pickup. And now the Montemato Carquest extra point to come. As Shelton will hold it, Yvonne to kick. And the snap is down, the kick is up, and it is all good. Cameron Yeoman extend their lead to 28-0. And we give away gas. Charlie Wise, our Rattlers touchdown quarter winner, 28-0. Yeoman lead at 30 seconds, and we are back to recap the scoring drive.
This is Nathan Van Noord with Texas Land Bank. Are you thinking about buying a farm, ranch, or recreational place in the country? Do you want to purchase livestock or equipment for your farm? At Texas Land Bank, we can meet your needs. We specialize in developing loans to meet your needs, and you can trust Texas Land Bank. We've been lending money to Central Texans since 1917. You can reach us at 254-778-8111, 778-8111, or visit us online at texaslandbank.com. Texas Land Bank, we finance country living.
Scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body, with more than 20 years of experience specializing in windshield repair and replacement. Call 697-2011. 77-yard drive on 8 plays. Colton Sheffield with 2 big catches on the drive. One a 46-yarder down the far sideline, and then a 25-yard touchdown catch from Jason Capriva. Extra point is good, and the Yeoman lead it 28-0. Back deep to return it is Jordan Stanley along with Jesse Bowman, as Michael Yvonne will kick into the wind on the kickoff, and this is a high kick that will be caught. No, dropped. Scramble for it at the 20-yard line. As Bowman came up on a run to try to field that ball and never had a handle on it, the Bulldogs do somehow recover it, though. And they will have it at about their own 18-yard line. As that is where they'll spot the football with 8:42 remaining in the third quarter. 28-0 now, Yeoman on top. As Marion takes the field for the first time offensively here in the second half, they'll work out of the shotgun with twins to both sides of the field. Jordan Stanley, junior quarterback, reads the defense, and he's going to hand the ball off to his running back, and that is De Hoyos, who picks up a couple out to the 20-yard line on the carry. So we gave away our gas. Charlie Wise, a $50 fuel winner. And the Rattlers' touchdown quarter, as Jason Capriva hooked up with Colton Sheffield on a 25-yard TD toss. And it's a 28-0 Yeoman lead here in the third quarter. Hearn Eagles losing big tonight, 49-7 down to Hughes Springs. Second down and 8 from the 20-yard line, out of the shotgun. Stanley again. This time he's going to keep it on an option play to the right side, and he is hit hard. Josh Smitherman in on the tackle for the Yeoman, and also looks like Randall Lane, Edgar Luna.
Several.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a not much on the option play by Jordan Stanley. It'll be third down and 8 for the Bulldog 21-yard line.
Well, they're double-teaming Big Egner, trying to get him out of the middle.
It's not working, is it?
No. It's just, all they're doing is just keeping three bodies in the middle instead of one.
And nobody's been able to do that effectively all season. Out of the shotgun, third down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Deep drop by Stanley. Now he's pressured, gets away from one man, throws that ball, picked off at the 40 by Sapp. Down to the 30, across the far sideline, hurdles a man down inside the 20. At the 16, there's a flag down at the end of the play.
Yeah, Cameron Yeoman came flying in and clipped the guy from behind right about the 21-yard line.
Yeah, Samari Wright came in there to get him, and I think he's going to just get that block in the back.
Well, we just mentioned there had not been a turnover in the game. and there was nobody around. And once again, that's another one of those situations, Coach, where the pressure forces the quarterback to make a bad decision, and Tyler Sapp, just playing center field, picks it off.
Oh, yeah, he was running around. He was scrambling, trying to get away, and he threw off his back foot, and the ball just floated up there, and Tyler was waiting for it.
So the Omen take over with excellent starting field position here. They have it at the Marion 27 after the Sapp interception. Three men wide left, no backs in the backfield. Twin receivers to the right side. Ball is on the far hash mark. Out of the gun, here's a counterplay coming the other way to Jaywan Anderson. He's got blockers. Down inside the 5, to the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
Number 17.
28 yards.
There's a flag thrown at the very end of this play, back at around the 20-yard line. And we'll get that call here. That is going to be a personal foul against the Yeoman, and another one against the Bulldogs. They will be offsetting.
And they were both dead ball.
So a 27-yard touchdown run by Jaywan Anderson on the first play after the interception. And you get a little bit of flash of what Anderson can do when he gets his hands on the football. He's exciting. And now the Minamoto Carquest extra point to come. Shelton to hold it. Yvonne to kick. It is up, and it is good. Cameron Yeoman lead it 35-0. 6:54 to play in the third. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight.
Minamoto and Cameron is your Carquest store. They've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it yourself and do it for less. Minamoto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place, as you'll discover. Roll in to Carquest and roll on.
Sid, you're on your own.
6:54 to play in the third quarter as the Yeoman extend their lead. Second touchdown of the second half, and it comes one play after a Tyler Sapp interception. 27-yard run by Jaywan Anderson. The extra point is good. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Don takes the dents out of accidents right across from Brookshire Brothers on U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron. Call Don at 697-2011, and be sure to tell him that you heard about it during Cameron Yeoman football.
And Rob, I think we've seen the end of Keaton Denial for the night. He kind of tinged his ankle there in the first half, and he can play, but I think he's just going to sit out the rest of this one.
Yeoman in good shape, up 35-0 midway through the third quarter. Is brought to you tonight by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics. As Michael Gellner gets set to kick it away, and Marion has had buttery fingers on their returns tonight. See if they feel this one. It's clean at the 16 by Stanley, up across the 20 to the near side, across the 30, and banged out of bounds out across the 35 at the 38-yard line. A lot easier to get a good return when you don't drop the ball and have to go back and pick it up.
Absolutely, and besides that, he came around this side. The other side has just been mangling him, so he came to this side and picked up some pretty good yardage.
So they'll spot it at the Bulldog 39-yard line with 6:47 remaining in the third quarter. Cameron Yeoman leading it 35-0. Stanley will have one back in the backfield. That's De Hoyos. And twin receivers to both sides of the formation from his own 39-yard line. He'll hand it off to De Hoyos, trying to get to the outside. Gellner is all over him and brings him down for maybe a loss on that play. And that goes nowhere. Well, we said it. You're going to have a tough time running sideline to sideline, trying to get to the outside corner against this Yeoman defense.
Too much speed at the linebackers. Not that bad of speed at the defensive ends. And, of course, then there's Edgar Luna sitting in the middle. They're having difficulty finding a place.
Not a lot of options.
No.
Loss of a yard at 2nd and 11 from their own 38-yard line. Out of the gun, quick swing pass. This ball caught by Soto, and he'll get out across the 40 to the 43, and it'll be another third down situation for the Marion Bulldogs and Coach Bruce Salmon. 35 to nothing. Justin Pratt in on the tackle that time for the Yeoman. The Yeo defense tonight, just one takeaway, but they have been some kind of tough on this Marion offense. Still only one first down, I believe, allowed by that Yeo defense.
Correct.
Third down here. Stanley, play action pass, drops back, throws left side. That ball is going to be caught by Tyler O'Brien for a first down.
16 yards. He went to his right, threw back to the tight end, going to the left.
Well, and of course, that comes on the heels of me saying that the defense had just allowed only one.
You can't help that.
All night. They pick it up and move the ball into Yeoman territory. Ball down at the Cameron 44-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark as Marion has the wind at their back here in the third quarter. Stanley, another play-action pass. Deep drop. And that ball is going to be caught down at the 5-yard line by Dylan Flores.
I'm going to tell you what. The quarterback did a great job. Edgar Luna came through 5 yards deep, turned around, looked back at the line of scrimmage, trying to figure out where that ball was. Quarterback had it behind his back and then raised up and threw, and our secondary had no idea where that receiver came from.
Yeah, that was a big league fake. Edgar had no clue where the ball was.
No.
I formation, first and goal for Marion. They'll hand it off to De Hoya around that right side, and he'll pick up maybe a yard to the 5-yard line. Obviously, the best penetration of the night by the Marion offense as De Hoyos with the run of about a yard down to the 5-yard line after the big hookup from Stanley to his receiver, Dylan Flores. Second and goal from the 5-yard line out of a big set. Three backs. Stanley rolling right, and he's going to be banged down short of the goal line on the run. It will set up a third and goal as he gets about 3 yards down to the 2-yard line. 35-0. Yeoman lead it with 4:05 remaining in the third quarter. A pair of scores by the Yeoman, who led 21-0 at the half. And now a third and goal. Ball spotted just outside the 2-yard line as Stanley now goes out of the shotgun. And he's going to hand it off. De Hoyos trying to run to the outside, and the Yeoman push him out of bounds. He did not get there. Great pursuit by the Yeoman defense once again as they shove him out for no gain on the play. De Hoyos was doing his best to get to the corner, and he didn't get there.
Rob, we talked about it in the pregame show. Speed kills, and on that play, you know, that's a running back that's used to getting out on that outside and being able to cut that, and you know, you've got a linebacker that's keeping a little pace with it.
They're going to go for it on fourth and goal, and they shift their entire line around from the 2-yard line. Stanley with the snap, trying to run right. He falls down at the 5-yard line, and the Yeo defense holds out the Marion Bulldogs. They had a second and goal at the 2, and they lose yards back to the 5-yard line at the end of that possession.
Well, he was trying his best to get going, and one of our defensive ends came across and hit the lead back, and he didn't know what he was going to do, so he tripped himself and went down.
He did.
Oh, it was ugly, but there was a reason for it.
So the Yeoman hold and take over at their own 5-yard line with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. A lot of field ahead of them as Capriva sends twin receivers to both sides of the field. Jaywan Anderson stands to his left, and Anderson will get the, no, it's a keeper around the left side by Jason Capriva, who gets good yardage out across the 10 to the 12-yard line on the first down run. A long, big play from Jordan Stanley to Ryan Flores set the Bulldogs up in good shape, but the Yo defense with a goal line stand keeps them out. And now they have a 2nd and 4 from their own 11-yard line. Score update in Lago Vista and George West game. George West leads that game 7-0 in the first. Here is a 2nd down play. Handoff on the inside to Anderson. Dances out across the 15 to the 20, and that's a yeoman first down. Move the chains on the drive, and the yeomen are on the move with 3:05 to play here in the third.
I could be wrong, but Mr. Anderson may be getting ready to have a pretty good night.
I don't think you're wrong, Coach.
Well, they still just have 5 men in the box.
First down from the Cameron 21-yard line. Anderson again with a handoff. Tries the middle, and there's not a whole lot of running room right there. And it will be 2nd down. And a whole lot of...
It's getting chippy down
here. Oh, he used that word.
I wondered if it might get chippy down there, Bill.
Way to it's go, getting chippy.
35-0, Yeoman leader, 2:26 to go in the third quarter. It's chippy, but that was uneventful. 3 men will go wide right. Sims and Feltz are in the slot. And Shelton out wide right. Sheffield alone to the left side on 2nd down and 8. From the Cameron 23. Another reverse to Sims. Threw a hole off left tackle out across the 25 to the 26. About a 3-yard pickup for Aaron Sims. I'm going to have used that play a bunch tonight. And now face a 3rd down and 5. Up big here, 35-0. Late third quarter. And a look to the sideline for the play call as Shelton and Feltz will go wide right. That is the wide side of the field. Sims and Sheffield are lined up as twins to the left. Out of the shotgun, Capriva back to pass. Looking over the middle, wants Feltz. And it's incomplete out around the 50. And that will bring up a 4th down play.
Throwing into that wind, it's a little difficult to judge that long-distance pass.
And it's kind of, every time, it kind of comes like a knuckleball with that wind coming across over here. It's fluctuating back and forth, and that ball, I tell you, it looks like a knuckleball coming down the field. It does.
Or a knucklehead.
Well, that's a whole different story.
4th and 5, Yeoman will have to punt.
Don't get chippy.
And the Bulldogs will... send their return men to around midfield as Capriva punts into the wind. The kick is away. It's a low kick directly to Bowman, who fields it at around midfield and will return it down to the Yo 43-yard line.
Well, I can tell you right now that Edgar Luna is not, he and the defensive secondary are not going to want to see that play run again, because I'm telling you, the quarterback stood back there 10 yards deep with the ball behind his leg. Edgar turned his back on the quarterback and was looking at the line of scrimmage like, where did the ball carrier go? And our secondary was standing there with a green jersey running right down the field. So it was a well-designed play.
It was indeed. Another thought on that in a moment. 1st and 10 for Marion from the 44-yard line of the Yeoman. Pump fake and now a throw deep. And that one is incomplete. Intended downfield for Brian Flores. And it'll be 2nd down and 10. You don't think when they go to review that in film session I don't think there will be some ribbon on that.
I do think there might be a few laughs.
Yeah.
Just a few laughs.
That was.
Well, I mean, it's important that Edgar doesn't stand in front of the quarterback because you can't see him behind Edgar. I mean, that guy's like 3 foot 10, you know.
Second down and 10 from the Cameron 44-yard line with 1:04 to go in the third quarter. Stanley out of the gun, and he's going to hand the ball off. This is Bowman coming near side. He's going backwards, and Gellner will sling him down out of bounds on the near sideline for a loss of maybe a couple.
I mean, it's just the Cameron defense is so fast that these running backs can't get out. I mean, Gellner catches him, but Edgar Luna's 5 yards behind him. He's right there, too, you know.
Sets up a third down. It is a loss of a yard, third and 11, back at the Cameron 46-yard line. DeHoyos checks back in, and he will go wide right. Flores will join him. They'll send three men to the right side, two men to the left. Out of the gun, Stanley, the lone man back there. He's going to run on a draw play, and he's got a hole up the left side, runs right through the Yo defense, down inside the 20 to the 15. He's still on his feet, and finally down at the 13-yard line. A first down run, and now there's a flag at the end of the play. Well, after the whistles, and now another flag.
Yeah, they're breaking them up, and one of the Marion players, I think, just got removed from the game.
I was about to say there may be an ejection at the end of that one. There was a flag initially at the end of the play after the whistle had blown, and then, well, after that, another flag threw, and it was one of the ones that went about 90 feet in the air.
If you watched yesterday's Cowboy game when Dez Bryant, you know, actually he's going to throw that punch, number 20 was kind of jumping like that. And unfortunately for him, he did it at the referee. And they don't really have a sense of humor about that at all.
No, it's not funny. They'll sort this out at the end of the play. And unsportsmanlike against both teams. There was not an ejection, but another dead ball, and this will be at the 13-yard line.
32-yard runs, what it comes down to by Jordan Stanley.
And it's first and 10 at the 13. And that was a run on third and 11. And we have come to the end of the third quarter. So we go to the fourth. It's been all Cameron Yeoman, 35-0 here in Buda. 60-second timeout, fourth quarter coming up. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Just because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Buda as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Marion Bulldogs 35-0. Things, we joked about it being chippy, but it got a little bit out of hand at the end of the final play of the third quarter, and the officials have now grouped both of the teams together down and around the line of scrimmage, and I'm sure sorted it out and said, this is not going to be tolerated.
That's right. Next time, you're probably going to be ejected.
And the teams then shook hands, and now we're ready to go with the start of the fourth quarter as the Bulldogs have it at the Cameron 13, first and 10. And here's another keeper by Stanley, and it goes nowhere this time, maybe a yard to the 12-yard line, and that will be about all. Update on Lago Vista and George West. That game is now tied at 7. They're still in the first quarter down at Converse Judson. Second down and 8 from the Cameron 11-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Stanley is rolling right. Coming to the near side, and Smitherman hits him and strips the ball. Ball is out. Yeoman looked like they have it down at around the 13-yard line. Still no signal from the field. Yeoman are obviously saying they have the football, and they do. A fumble that the Yeoman will recover down at the 11-yard line. Second turnover of the half, and the Yeoman come away with it.
Well, that play was going nowhere, but instead of just taking a loss, he ended up fumbling the football, too.
Well, Josh came up and then just kind of reached out and stripped that ball away. Ball was out, and the Yeoman recover it at their own 13-yard line. So once again, here in the second half, the Yeo defense gets pushed down inside their own 20-yard line, and they bend it and get the football back without giving up anything. And they'll start at their own 13-yard line with 11:16 to go in regulation. Two men wide left, another two receivers to the right side. Here's another handoff to Anderson, coming on a counter play from the slot as he takes the handoff and runs off the right side up across the 15 to the 20-yard line. About a 7-yard pickup for Jaywan Anderson. As the Yeoman are in control here at Bob Shelton Stadium, 35-0. And now Sheffield to the left side. Christie is in the slot left. Feltz and Shelton to the right. Yeoman have the wind at their back from their own 20-yard line. Second down and 3. Might have been movement before the snap on this play.
Yeah, one of the Yeo linemen kind of reset himself. Like I said, all night, Capriva's been kind of changing up his snap count from play to play, and the line's been surprised at how well they've done it holding their stance, but got a little shaky there.
They jump this time, and so back it up 5 yards, back to the 15-yard line. It will be second down and 8. One man wide right, another comes to the left side. Now Christie and Feltz will be slot left. Jaywan Anderson, the running back, out of the backfield with Capriva. Jason takes it, drops back. It's a screen play. Here comes Anderson. He's got it at the 15, dances to the inside, back to the outside. Now reverses his field, backtracks to the 10-yard line, and he'll finally go down back at around the original line of scrimmage. Lots of moving, but he went backwards and will lose about 2 yards at the end of that play. So it will be third down for the Yeoman. Call it third down and 9 after all of that is said and done, back at the Cameron 14-yard line. Yeoman up big here, 35-0. Led 21-0 at the half. Two more scores in the third quarter. And the Yeoman have taken the ball away twice. A Tyler Sapp interception and a forced fumble by Josh Smitherman. Third down and 9 out of the gun. Capriva back to pass. Steps up into the pocket. Now he's pressured and he will go down. For no gain on the play. And the Yeoman will have to punt. Bertie Shoemate is on the PA system tonight here at Bob Shelton Stadium. It's nice to hear the familiar voice in the background.
Cameron Yeoman are the visiting team, but we've got the announcer.
I'll take that deal. Yeoman will have to punt after that series, and Capriva stands back around the goal line to punt this. Bulldogs send their return man to the 50. It's a heck of a punt. Over the return man's head, back inside the 40, back inside the 30, where it's then picked up by Bowman. There's a block in the back and no foul. And now he will finally return it out to around the 39-yard line.
Yeah, they weren't going to get that call. When you kick it way past the, where the referees are, they can't even get there in time to call the penalty.
Marion will take over their fourth possession of the half with 8:21 remaining in the fourth quarter, and they'll start at their own 39-yard line. 35-0, Yeoman lead it. And we'll be advancing to the region semifinal. Out of the shotgun, Stanley's going to hand it off to his running back. That's De Hoyos, who picks up maybe two out to the 41. Well, the Yeoman came into this game plus 23 or maybe 24 on the season in the takeaway ratio, and they're ahead in that category tonight as well, 2-0, an interception and a fumble. It is second down and 7 for Marion from their own 42-yard line. Out of the shotgun, and this is Stanley back to pass again. Now he's in trouble. There was nobody open. And here's a throw downfield that's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. That ball caught by Tyler O'Brien after the throw by Stanley.
28 yards. But I'm going to tell you what, if Stanley can't scramble around back there in the backfield, he's not going to get that pass off. Cameron Yeoman just cannot tackle him.
Well, Coach, there's so many Yeoman in the backfield that they're running into each other. I mean, you know, that's what happened there.
First and 10, Marion with the football back in Cameron territory at the Yo 41. Out of the shotgun, here is a little broken play, and Stanley's going to break it off and run down the right sideline. He's got a blocker. He cuts inside the 25, inside the 20, still on his feet, rumbling all the way down to about the 5-yard line on that run.
And Cameron Yeoman had him for a 5-yard loss, and he would not go down. He just stiff-armed him and then ran.
A 36-yard run that time by Stanley.
He is their offense.
Yes, he is. Coach wasn't kidding around when he said that this morning on his radio show.
Of course, arm tackling's not helping a whole lot.
Right. First and goal from the 5-yard line. 6:40 remaining in the ball game, and Stanley will keep it and run to his right. He'll go down there at the 4 after a pickup of about a yard. And a Yo defense already with one goal line stand in the second half tonight. There was another possession where Marion got down inside the 20. And a stripped ball knocked it away and turned that drive away empty. Yo defense would like to keep that goose egg up on the board for the Marion Bulldogs. Second down and 3, second and goal from the 3. And this is a handoff up the middle. And this is Rafael De Hoyos, who will cut his way into the end zone for a 3-yard score. And Marion is finally on the board at the 6:03 mark of the fourth quarter. It's a 5-play drive as they line up in a swinging gate look, and they're going to go for two. And they snap it out to the outside to Victor Garza, who grabs the snap and bulls in for a 2-point conversion, making our new score Cameron 35, Marion 8. 6:03 remaining in regulation. We'll take a break. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donat from Medco Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do, because low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances?
EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're EBCO Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
6:03 to play in regulation. Cameron Yeoman lead at 35-8. Marion finally on the board at the 6:03 mark of the fourth quarter. It's a three-yard run for Rafael De Hoyos, the 205-pound junior running back, and a two-point conversion run in by Victor Garza. And it's 35-8 with 6:03 remaining in the fourth quarter. Last score update we had on George West and Lago Vista, that game was tied up at 7, and that was in the first half. Here is a pooch kick that will hit the turf, and it's picked up by Jalen White at the 33. And Jalen dances out to the 36, and his feet go out from under him as he goes down there. And the Yeoman will start at their own, well, they're spotted at the 37. So at the Cameron 37-yard line with 5:58 to play in the fourth quarter. Yeoman watching that score on Lago Vista and George West. They get the winner of that game. Provided they hold on here, Coach.
Well, 35-8 with 5:50 to go. That's pretty
good shape.
Pretty good shape.
Capriva will send two men right, two men left. And he's got a running back in the backfield out of the shotgun. Anderson keeps it and dances up across the 40 to the 41-yard line on the run there. And now we're seeing lots of fresh faces check into the lineup for the Yeoman here in the late going. Treylon Weber into the ball game as a wideout on the near side. And some other fresh faces.
A.J. Harwell in at center.
And yeah, in that offensive line, some other changes there. Out of the shotgun on second down, here is Anderson again running off the right side, and he'll get his way up to about the 44-yard line in about a three-yard run for Anderson. That'll set up a third and short. Yeoman leading 35-8, reeled off 35 unanswered points in this game before the score by Marion just a few minutes ago. Third down and 3 from the Cameron 44-yard line. Twin receivers spread to both sides of the field out of the shotgun. Anderson, the running back, to the left of Capriva. And he'll take the snap and drop straight back. Pump fake now, throws down the right sideline. Has a man. That ball caught by Colton Shelton down inside the 30 at the 26-yard line.
That's what Coach had been talking about earlier. These wide receivers are getting behind these Marion Bulldog defenders just about every play.
So a 30-yard catch by Colton Shelton sets the Yeoman up with a first down inside the 30-yard line as they spot it down at the 26, where it is first and 10. And I believe we have a new quarterback in the ball game. This is Ann off to the right side. And that is Anderson down to the 25-yard line. Reed Nickerson into the lineup at the quarterback spot. Reed's a sophomore. And it's going to be second down and 9 after a 1-yard pickup by Jawan Anderson. Some of the other faces in that offensive line, Quantel Williams has checked in at right tackle. Jonathan Riggs in there as well. As Nickerson will hand it off in a draw play to Anderson, who breaks it off to the right inside the 20, the 15, the 10 on that far sideline before he is banged down out of bounds on the far side.
17 yards.
And the Yeomen on the move here, up 35-8 with 3:42 remaining. And the Yeomen have a first and goal now. 30-yard catch. Capriva to Shelton. Set the Yeomen up down here and now inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line. First and goal. Two men to both sides of the field. As this ball will be thrown to the left side into the corner of the end zone. And that ball is caught by Treylon Weber. A touchdown throw from Nickerson to Weber and another score on the board for the Yeomen. So lots of fresh faces in there for the Yeo offense. And they convert on a 9-yard touchdown pass. Nickerson to Weber. And it is 41-8. Cameron Yeoman with 3:36 to play. And now on for the Montemotto Carquest extra point. And this is also a new face to try the PAT. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Kick is good. Brian Garcia, a junior kicker with the PAT, makes it 42-8. Cameron Yeoman, 3:36 to go in regulation, 30-second timeout. We're back to recap the drive right after this.
Here's some common sense financial tips from Main Street. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Build your credit. Use it wisely. Become very good at what you do. Do it a lot. These are the common sense financial basics. These apply to the individual, family, business, city, state, and nation alike. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Weber's first name.
Treylon Weber with a touchdown catch from Reed Nickerson, and the Yeomen add the PAT to go up here 42-8 with 3:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint Body as the Yeomen go 63 yards on six plays. 30-yard catch by Colton Shelton from Jason Capriva. 17-yard run by Jaywan Anderson. And the icing on the cake, a 9-yard TD pass, Reed Nickerson to Treylon Weber, and it's 42-8, Yeoman. Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Don takes the dents out of accidents. Call 697-2011. Ensuing kickoff is going to be handed off on a reverse play to the left side of the field, and up that sideline goes Miguel Vega, and he'll go down at around the 28 is where they'll spot that. So Marion takes over with 3:30 remaining in regulation. So the Yeomen await the winner of Lago Vista and George West. And I haven't had an update on that game since it was 7-7 in the first quarter. But the Yeomen will play the winner of that game. As Marion starts this possession with 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is a sprint out by Stanley, who gets past a couple of Yeoman defenders and out across the 40 to near midfield on the run.
Now you see why the guys with the clean white shirts have clean white shirts.
Right.
There were a lot of arm tackles, people reaching out there. You're not going to grab hold of Jordan Stanley with your arms and stop him. I'm going to tell you that now.
Lots of fresh faces in out there for the Yeo defense right now. As Stanley makes a first down run out to the 50. So a 22-yard run on that carry by Stanley, and the Bulldogs have it at midfield. Here's a snap and a little belly bump play as it's a handoff around the left side to DeHoyos, who has running room inside of Yeoman territory down to about the 35-yard line. But there is a flag down, and this one's probably going to be coming back as the flag dropped down around the 35-yard line. Some of the new faces in there for the Oma, Nick Burris. Also, Ryan Cullen in at linebacker. It looked Patrick Spells. I'm sorry, Francisco Carrillo, I think, in there as well. Just some of the new faces in. And now we're going to see some of the old faces put back in here with the Bulldogs on the move. 42-8 in this area-round playoff game. Yeoman will advance to the region semifinals next week. After the penalty, it is first down and 15 back at the Marion 45-yard line. Stanley with a deep drop will throw the right side, and he underthrows the intended receiver, Austin Soto, at the Cameron 45-yard line. So it will be second down and 15. And that will be a Friday night game, I believe, after talking to Coach Rhodes this morning. Both teams, both coaches have talked, and whether it's George West or Lago Vista, looking at a Friday night game next week in the region semifinals. So on the second down play, and this is going to be another play fake around the left side again on a little fake to DeJoyo, who runs it down inside the 40 to the 38 for a first down.
Yeah, it looked like just like a jailbreak from the backfield over here on this left-hand side.
Well, he snapped the ball, and all the offensive linemen just stood still, so the defense didn't do anything, and all of a sudden, here went the ball carrier.
Kind of the same play they ran a moment ago when they had the holding call. And this time they go back to the shotgun, and Stanley is going to throw one deep down at around the 10-yard line, and the ball off of the fingertips of the intended receiver down there, Alvarado, at the 5-yard line. So that play will stop the clock with 2:03 to play in regulation.
And it hit every one of his fingertips, too.
All 10 of them?
All 10 of them, maybe even twice a piece. I mean, that ball rattled over there for a second. And that's one of those you would have had to run a lap for back in the day. During the game.
Second down and 10 from the 38-yard line out of the shotgun. Stanley sends one man in motion on a jet sweep. He'll hand it off to him. That's Bowman, who gets banged down hard at around the 35-yard line. Weber is in on the tackle for the Yeoman. And I believe Nick Burris also with some contact there. Clock will run with third and 8 now from the Yeoman 36-yard line. Yeoman up big 42-8. Now inside of a minute and a half to go. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes coming up in our post-game show. And some final numbers on the way as well. Play action passes. Stanley's going to roll right and throw right. That ball is caught at the 27-yard line. That'll be a first down on the catch by O'Brien. Tyler O'Brien, a senior, makes the catch. And that will move the chains as we near the one-minute mark here in regulation. So just to recap, if it is Lago Vista next week, that game will be played in Georgetown. And if it's George West, a little further south, maybe New Braunfels, San Antonio area. And here's another one of those jailbreak confusion plays that Stanley will take the snap and run it down to about the 20-yard line. And now Marion has called a timeout.
Well, they've got seniors. This is their last ball game, and they're wanting to score.
As they stop the clock with 52 seconds to play in regulation. Coming up after Yeoman football tonight, we'll be on the air with the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday Night Finals, another playoff edition. Yes, sir, Coach?
I was going to say, Jordan Stanley, we talked about him being their offense. He's got 95 yards on 15 carries, 95 of their 132 yards rushing. When he's got the ball in his hands, they have, and not throwing it, but when he has the ball in his hands running with it, they have a chance.
It'll be second down and three from the Yeoman 20-yard line with 52 seconds to go. And Stanley's going to throw left, and a little hook and ladder out to the... Well, did they get enough for the first down? Very close.
I'd have to say they're short, but they may want to mark this. Nope, they're just going to give it to
them. Yeah, they're going to give them the first down.
You're at that point of the game where it's a gimme.
So they'll stop the clock for a second to reset the chains and then roll it again. First down at the 17 out of the shotgun. Stanley's going to roll right, and he's got pressure now. He'll reverse field, throw to the left side, into the end zone, and the ball is caught. That'll be a 17-yard touchdown throw from Stanley Austin Soto. And that will put them six more up on the board and make it 42-14 with 24 seconds remaining in regulation. Yeoman will go to 11-0 and will head to the region semifinals next week. Here's a direct snap on a swinging gate play, and Stanley will sling it to the end zone, and it is incomplete. So with 24 seconds remaining in regulation, it's Cameron 42, Marion 14. Take a 30-second timeout. Cameron Yeoman football continues in a moment.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
For the Marion Bulldogs, it was a 72-yard drive on nine plays. It ended on a 17-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Stanley to Austin Soto. The two-point conversion failed, and 42-14 is our score here with 24 seconds remaining in regulation. Coach Yeoman really came out and set the tone early in this game with three really impressive defensive stands while the offense was able to get three scores on the board, and that really set the tone in the early going of this one.
Boy, it did, and then they came right out, and the first thing in the third quarter put two more touchdowns up on the board, and this game was practically over.
So I'm sure we'll see an onside kick here. Victor Garza, the kicker, and it's a high kick that hits the turf, and the Yeoman are on it, so they'll recover it at the 46-yard line and will have to take one snap. Michael Gellner ended up recovering that football with 23 seconds remaining in regulation. And the Marion Bulldogs will have their season end as area finalists in Region 4 as the Yeoman will come out and take one snap and we'll be able to put this one in the books. Coming up on our postgame show, our player of the game, Standards Home and Hospice Home Healthcare, most valuable player, coming up in our postgame show as this ball will be taken on a snap there by Dylan Raiola. And Dylan takes a knee, and Marion has called a timeout with 15 seconds to play. So... We will take, well,
Their coach is doing, he's yelling at the officials, he's stomping, he's doing something out there. He called a timeout. I have no idea why.
Well, apparently he didn't get it. As the Yeoman will take one more snap here, and that should...
Timeout. He just yelled from the other side of the field. The other coach just yelled, "We're going to leave everything on the field tonight, gentlemen."
Okay. As he calls his final timeout, there are none left. I'm not sure.
He's going to throw his red flag here in a minute.
Bruce Salmon has taken the two timeouts here with a 42-14 game. Now they'll reset the clock, and the Yeoman will take one more snap, and that should end the game here in Buda at Bob Shelton Stadium, as your final tonight will be the Cameron Yeoman winning this one over the Marion Bulldogs by a final of 42-14, our final. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back with our postgame report from Bob Shelton Stadium in Buda, Texas. Final score 42-14, Yeoman win it. We're back in 2 minutes with a postgame wrap-up.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
The weather is cooler and the holidays are upon us, so that can only mean one thing. It's high school football playoff time. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman, on a great district season. Everyone at Ideal Poultry in Cameron wants to say good luck in the playoffs. They stand behind you and will be there to cheer you on. Ideal Poultry invites all Cameron Yeoman fans to follow the Yeoman too as they begin their journey to the state playoffs. Good luck, Yeoman, from everyone at Ideal Poultry.
Is it time for scheduled maintenance on your car or truck? Stop by Stanley Lind Autoplex and have their expertly trained mechanics provide you with fantastic service on oil changes, tire rotations, brake replacement, and auto repairs. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 till noon. And right now, you can get an oil change for only $19.95 and $59.95 for diesel engines. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lind Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host Cameron.
All right, our final score here tonight from Buda. Cameron Yeoman will win this one by a final of 42-14 as the two teams share some time here in the postgame. And we will get to a conversation with Coach Rick Rhodes here in just a moment. Also, some final numbers and recap. Also, our standards. Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player selection coming up here in the postgame show as well. As we await our conversation with Coach Rick Rhodes, the Yeoman will celebrate with their 11th win of the season. And a big one tonight, beating the Marion Bulldogs here in the area round of the Region 4 Class 2A Division 1 playoffs. And again, we'll get a conversation with Coach Rick Rhodes here in just a moment as the Yeoman will celebrate this win. And they'll sing the school song here before we can get Coach Rick Rhodes. And again, we'll have the final numbers here in just a moment as well. Well, let's go ahead, Coach, and start our numbers as we wait on Coach Rhodes.
All right. For the Cameron Yeoman, they had 12 first downs, 351 yards total offense, 204 on the ground, 145 in the air. They were 10 of 16 with no interceptions. For Marion, they ended up with 10 first downs. They had 268 yards total offense, 133 of that through the air. They were 9 of 16 with an interception, and they had three penalties for 20 yards. But the Cameron Yeoman defense was the difference in this ball game. The 14 points that Marion got, the game was already over with, and a lot of the subs were in. So the Cameron Yeoman defense did an awesome job of shutting them down, especially since they held Marion to 28 total yards in the first half.
Well, the defense, as we mentioned, made a couple of big stops as well. There was a goal line stand, and then there was another drive where Marion took the ball down inside the 20-yard line, and the O defense came away with their second turnover created on the night. That was a strip ball on a run play by the Marion quarterback, Jordan Stanley. Plus, they had the interception, the Tyler Sapp interception, a little bit earlier in the half, and they were able to cash that in on a score as well. So, you know, defense making some big plays when they had to, even though the game was pretty much in control at that point. Those were spots in the game where they took command and reminded the Marion Bulldogs who was in charge of this ball game.
Well, and they got an opportunity to see two or three real fine trick plays too, belly bumps.
Yeah.
They tried every trick in the book, the hook and lateral, the whole thing.
All right, Coach Rick Rhodes is standing on the sideline, and Coach, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you, I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Over Marion. We mentioned at halftime, defense, Coach, really spectacular as you came out and started this ball game. Talk a little bit about the play of your defense.
Well, they set the tone of the game early. I think they gave up one first down in the first half, and so if they can do that, you know, against a pretty good Marion football team. So I was very, very proud of them. Very, very proud of the way they play.
Offensively, you get out, you score on your first two possessions of the night after a week off. Talk about the way your offense played tonight.
We did okay. I felt like we were a little bit rusty, to be honest. We need to play a whole lot better if we're going to continue to advance throughout the playoffs. But for the most part, they came out and decided they were going to, play man under two and took away our throwing game and ran a front that we, a 3-2 front that we hadn't seen them run all year long. So, all things considered, I feel like we played well. We got to continue to get better and play better in the long run.
All right, next week you've got the winner of Lago Vista and George West. I think the last score we had on that game, it was pretty tight. I know you and I talked a little bit about that on your radio show this morning. If it's Lago Vista, you already know that's in Georgetown.
Yes, that is correct. And if it George West, it'd be somewhere a little bit north, a little bit south of here, probably New Braunfels, or San Antonio, one of those venues.
All right, congratulations. Enjoy this one, and I know you guys go right back to work tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Rod. Thanks for y'all's coverage.
All right, thank you, Coach. Yeah. Coach Rick Rhodes on our post-game wrap-up here from Buda tonight with a final of 42-14. And the Yeoman improved to 11-0 and move on to the region semifinals next week. Let's see. Up 21-0 at halftime. And as we said a little bit earlier in the post-game show, Coach, the Yeoman come out in the second half and really take command of that ball game on the opening possession. They go 77 yards on 8 plays. 2 big plays offensively, and we kept waiting for that to come. The big long pass play down the sideline or just down the field vertically, and that finally came on that drive.
Oh, he sure did. Sheffield was able to break free, and Capriva was able to get the ball to him in that win. That was the difference in the first half, but he dropped the ball right into Sheffield. I think he had 40-something yards on one reception and then 22 for the touchdown. He is a money receiver. I'm going to tell you that. He's got good hands. He's got good speed, good moves. And we kept waiting. They can't play one-on-one with him out there with anybody unless they get somebody out there his size, and he's about 6'2". Fado put somebody out there his size. He can run and catch the football, and he got it. And then later on in the ball game, when we had the wind to our back, he was able to hit Shelton down the sideline. You know, so they were playing five man under man for man and two deep zones safeties, but that doesn't stop anything down the sideline.
All right, let's take a look at the highlights tonight, and we'll go back to the first half to start that. The Yeomen took an early lead with 8:19 remaining in the ballgame, scoring on their first possession as they would go 33 yards on five plays, a 21-yard run on a reverse play by Aaron Sims, a key play on that drive, and it ended on this 7-yard touchdown run from Jason Capriva. Twin receivers, actually three men lined up wide to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. It's an option run by Capriva. He cuts it up inside, and they're going to mark him down at the 1-yard line. Actually, they would give him the touchdown on that play. Yeoman would add to that lead, still in the first quarter, 3:33 to go, as the Yeoman would drive 49 yards on their second possession of the night. They go 49 yards on seven plays, and it's another touchdown run by Jason Capriva on fourth and goal. And on fourth and goal from the two, Capriva out of the gun, reading the defense, takes the snap, option play. He keeps it. He dives in. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. That would put the Yeoman up 14-0. They would get another score with about 4:32 remaining in the first half on Jason Capriva's third touchdown run of the night. Second and goal from the 1-yard line. Keep it. And Capriva keeps it untouched into the end zone. There's another flag down. Another flag down. This may be another. That would be a 21-0 ball game as the Yeoman take that lead into the locker room at halftime. Start of the third quarter, Yeoman goes 77 yards, eight plays. It ends on this 25-yard touchdown pass to Colton Shuffield. Ball at the Marion 25-yard line. Capriva has Anderson to his right, moving left to right. Back to pass, looking left, throws down the sideline. That ball is tipped and caught by Shuffield. A 25-yard touchdown play, and the Yeoman hit on their opening possession of the third quarter. That would put the Yeoman up 28-0. Three plays later, Tyler Sapp makes an interception at the Marion 27-yard line, and then on the very next play, Jaywan Anderson goes 27 yards for the score. Twin receivers to the right side. Ball is on the far hash mark. Out of the gun, here's a counter play coming the other way to Jaywan Anderson. He's got blockers. Down inside the 5, to the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. Yeoman would force a fumble on the next possession by Marion, although they would not be able to do anything with that. They would have to punt. Marion finally got on the board, 6:03 remaining in the fourth quarter on a 3-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, and it was 35-8. Yeoman would get another score with 3:36 remaining in the ballgame as they go 63 yards on six plays. Colton Shelton makes a 30-yard grab, 17-yard run by Jaywan Anderson, and then a 9-yard touchdown pass, Reed Nickerson to Traylon Weber. Set the Yeoman up down here and now inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line, first and goal. Two men to both sides of the field as this ball will be thrown to the left side into the corner of the end zone, and that ball is caught by Traylon Weber. A touchdown throw from Nickerson to Weber, and another score on the board for the Yeoman. And that is your final. Marion would get another score, but the Yeoman will win this one by a final of 42-14. We understand George West is leading Lago Vista now 14-7. They're in the third quarter. And, of course, the Yeoman get the winner of that game. That's a tight one. It's been back and forth all night. George West now with a 14-7 lead, we understand, in the third quarter. Time for our Standards Home and Helm Health and Hospice. most valuable player, Coach?
Well, I don't think there's much doubt about it. It's got to go to the Cameron Yeoman defense once again. I think this is the second time that they this year that they have earned that reward. The Cameron Yeoman defense was just awesome. They shut down everything that Marion had to throw at them, except for one little old trick play where they got caught after they were ahead 35 to nothing. But other than that, it was shut down football for the Cameron Yeoman defense, and I think they're the MVP.
They get my vote. The entire defense are Standards Home Health and Hospice most valuable player tonight. Standards Home Health and Hospice is the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Home Health and Hospice recognizes excellence both on and off the field. I want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Dallas Reed back in the captain's chair tonight at the Ranch Studios, along with Brett Eberhardt helping out behind the scenes. Jerry Bethel snapping the camera for KMIL.com. And Buffalo Bill Whitmire back on the crew helping us down on the sideline tonight as well. Thanks as well to our account executives, Denise Tao and Sherry Smitherman, as well as all of our sponsors that make the broadcast possible. Friday night finals will be coming up here on the ranch a little bit later. We will get to that at about 10 o'clock tonight and run down the scores that we have for you. Still a little bit early to start the scoreboard up with the scores. Brett and Dallas will get that underway, kicked off at around 10 o'clock tonight. And, of course, join us tomorrow morning here on the ranch for the high school football scoreboard, an in-depth look at playoff games from around Central Texas. We'll be on the air right around 8 o'clock, bright and early tomorrow morning here on the ranch. That will conclude our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football tonight. For Ed and Bill, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final, it's the Cameron Yeoman over the Marion Bulldogs by a final of 42-14. This has been another exclusive sports presentation, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night.